a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
That essentially federalizes all elections. And what it really does is it makes it easier to enshrine the worst sort of voting practices from across the country. It takes, like, all the worst parts of voting practice from various states, and then it enshrines them and requires them at the federal level. Heritage Foundation had a good breakdown of H.R. 1. Here are just some of the things that H.R. 1 would do. According to the Heritage Foundation, H.R. 1 would seize the authority of states to regulate voter registration and the voting process, forcing states to implement early voting, automatic voter registration, same-day registration, online voter registration, and no-fault absentee balloting, right? So the universal mail-in balloting, that is a rich mine to vein, for a rich vein to mine for all the people who would love ballot harvesting and would love to be able to game the system. That would become universal. And by the way, it would also make it pretty much mandatory that elections would go on for weeks at a time because these absentee ballots take a while to count. So whatever faith in elections still remains would quickly be lost with H.R. 1. But, of course, that doesn't matter to Democrats. H.R. 1 would make it easier to commit fraud and promote chaos at the polls through same-day registration. Literally, you would walk up and you would cast a provisional ballot and you would register at the exact same time. Well, it takes a little while to process all of that and makes it kind of easy to confuse the system. H.R. 1 would mandate 15 days of early voting, which diffuses the intensity of get-out-the-vote efforts. I'm very much against early voting unless you have an actual medical reason. You cannot vote on the day of. It is called election day, not election months. H.R. 1 would degrade the accuracy of registration lists. It would require states to automatically register all individuals, not even citizens, right? Illegal immigrants from state and federal databases. This would register large numbers of ineligible voters. H.R. 1 would open the door for hackers and cyber criminals to commit massive voter registration fraud through online voter registration that is not tied to an existing state record, like a driver's license. H.R. 1 would make it a criminal offense for a state official to reject a voter registration application even when it is rejected under color of law because the official believes the individual is ineligible to vote. H.R. 1 would require states to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to register, would effectively ensure that if you're underage, you could then vote. Also, by the way, H.R. 1 gets rid of penalties for voting mistakenly or supposedly mistakenly or fraudulently. H.R. 1 would require states to count ballots cast by voters outside of their assigned precincts, overriding the precinct system used by almost all states that allows election officials to monitor votes, staff polling places, provide enough ballots, and prevents election fraud. H.R. 1 would ban witness signature or notarization requirements for absentee ballots. It would force states to accept absentee ballots received up to 10 days after Election Day, as long as they are postmarked by Election Day. What if they're not postmarked? Right, this is the big controversy over in Pennsylvania this last time around. H.R. 1 would prevent election officials from checking the eligibility and qualifications of voters and removing ineligible voters. It would ban state voter ID laws. You would not be allowed to check somebody's ID at the polling places. Voter intimidation or coercion that prevents someone from registering or voting is already a federal crime, but H.R. 1 would add a provision that criminalizing, hindering, interfering, or preventing anyone from registering or voting, which is so broad and vague that it could prevent providing any information to election officials about ineligibility, such as an applicant not being a U.S. citizen, would be banned. Right? There's all sorts of other problems with H.R. 1. It is a truly radical piece of legislation. It would make it a violation of federal law to engage in quote-unquote partisan redistricting. It would mandate the inclusion of alien population, both legal and illegal, in all redistricting. In other words, it would basically radically change the voting system of the United States. It would not be status quo 2020. It would be much worse than that. It essentially legalizes ballot harvesting, which I think is truly corrupt. Right? Ballot harvesting is the practice whereby you just go door-to-door with a Democratic list and you only pick up their ballots. And then Republicans only send out their people to pick up the ballots. Right? This is a pretty good way of ensuring that it is not about who casts the ballots, it's about who collects the ballots. It's a serious problem, H.R. 1. Okay, and this is being pushed forward, and the media love it. And the idea is if you oppose H.R. 1, this is because you are some sort of vicious racist who doesn't want everybody to vote. Everybody who is eligible should vote, and they should do all the things that they ought to do in order to vote. But if you're too stupid to figure out how to register to vote, or if you don't feel like going down to the ballot box to vote on Election Day, this is your problem, frankly. I am not against the idea that it ought to take a little more effort than simply clicking a box in order for you to vote. Because guess what? Voting is not just a right, it is also a privilege. It is both. It is both that you have a right to vote, but it is a privilege for you to be able to take part in our electoral system. And if you choose not to do that because you don't feel like following the steps, that one's on you. I mean, frankly, if you can't follow the voting procedures, it's very easy to vote in the United States. It truly is. Then I'm not sure that you should be voting. If you literally cannot do it, right? If you have some sort of inability that makes you unable to do it, that is one thing. But if you're a normal citizen and you just didn't do the steps, your fault. Okay, in any case, all of this is being pushed forward by the Biden administration. And again, this is considered perfectly fine because Joe Biden, it's open Biden, right? So long as Biden is there, this is the problem for Democrats. If Biden were to plot, if something were to happen to Biden, God forbid, and Kamala Harris were to become president, she doesn't have a moderate mean. She is not a person who people see as moderate. It would actually stymie their agenda in a lot of ways. The media, by the way, are doing all of Biden's heavy lifting for him. It's more of this in just one second. First, attention, savvy investors. This is Ben Shapiro looking for predictable monthly cash flow. Is a 10% annualized immediate monthly payout good for starters? How about bonuses targeted to 21%? If you want the safety and security of a real estate investment, but without the hassle of being a landlord, you've probably heard of NRIA. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year developing strategically located, low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods based on supply-demand imbalance. They're a great fit for safety-oriented investors who want cash flow and diversification into carefully chosen real estate. Learn more about the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Okay, so meanwhile, the media continue to provide cover for all of these radical plans. Philip Bump, who's just awful, over at the Washington Post. This is one of the most bizarre and overtly partisan pieces I have ever seen. He wrote a piece. It is titled, "While the Senate Read the Coronavirus Relief Bill, Nearly 900 Americans May Have Died from the Virus." Originally, it said 1,400 Americans. Now, because fewer Americans are dying of COVID, he had to downgrade it to 900. Okay, so his take is that the problem here is that the COVID relief bill needs to be rushed through. Senator Ron Johnson and a bunch of other Republicans have held off on the process because they said, you know what, we need you to read this. It's a 700-page bill, 628 pages. We need you to actually read it because we're not going to pass a $1.9 trillion spending bill without anybody having read the thing. And this columnist, Philip Bump, he's like, you know what? If you read the bill, people will die. We have now reached the point in American politics where if you read the bill, people will die is considered a good point. Remember, Nancy Pelosi held up COVID relief for 6 months. They held up COVID relief all the way through the election. And the idea was that politics required that she hold up the COVID relief. And by the way, COVID was much worse in October, November, December than it is right now. Right now, thank God, COVID has waned in the United States. We're at about 40,000 new cases every single day in the United States. We are down dramatically in terms of the number of deaths we are seeing every day across the country. We'll get to that in a second because the Democrats refuse to accept that, of course. But the idea is if you even read the bill, people are dying. This is how biased your idiotic media are. Philip Bump of the Washington Post. If you read the bill, people will die. Oh, really? How are those months where we didn't pass the bill? How did that go? Says Philip Bump, at this moment on this issue, time can be measured in human lives. On average, nearly 2,000 people a day are dying from COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. That's a death about once every 44 seconds. It's an improvement over the end of January, but it's still a far faster rate than the country had seen for much of the pandemic. CBS's Frank Thorpe reported the reading of the bill began at about 3:22 p.m. By 4:01, the reader had gotten only to page 40, a rate of about 37 pages an hour. The bill is 628 pages long, so if the text of the bill were consistently dense throughout, it would have taken about 17 hours to read it. Reading it would end about 8 a.m. on Friday. The readers did pick up the pace. The reading of the bill completed after 10 hours, 44 minutes. Given the current rate at which people are dying of COVID, that means about 880 Americans likely succumbed to the disease during that period. Now, this is a particularly stupid point because you know what would have happened to those people if they had not read the bill? They would have died. These two things are utterly disassociated. There's no connection between reading the bill and people dying. And Bump acknowledges this. He says, it's not the case those lives would have been saved had the bill passed sooner, but it is the case that more immediate assistance for things like vaccines or bolstering people's bank accounts is better than slower relief. So then why are you connecting the two things if they're irrelevant? Because again, all of politics is just about taking advantage of a particular crisis or, as the case may be, ignoring a crisis. Down at the border, we are seeing thousands of children arrive every month, unaccompanied minors arriving every single month. We don't have the space to house them. They've been re-erecting all of the evil Trump-era cages and tents. And yet, because the Democrats don't want it to be a crisis, it's not a crisis. Here was Jen Psaki once again saying it is not a crisis at the border, even though it's pretty obviously a crisis at the border.
Does that mean that you consider it an actual genuine emergency?
Well, I would say that that's probably a question for the Department of Homeland Security, who obviously oversees that, and the Department of Health and Human Services, who oversees the facilities and the shelters where these kids are. Certainly one of our concerns is that as we were talking about earlier, an influx of kids at a rate and a pace that is going to require us to, make considerations about where we're going to safely house them.
Well, I mean, is it a crisis? I guess it's not a crisis. Of course it's not a crisis, because if you were to declare it a crisis, you might actually have to do something about it. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. How do you think that they make their money, right? They are free to access, but then they use all of your data, and then they monetize that data. Well, here's the thing. You can protect your online activity by using ExpressVPN. If you've ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money, well, they track your searches, your video history, everything you click on, and then they sell your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN will encrypt 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer, and now you are protected. So, take back your online privacy with VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Ben. By visiting my link, you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to protect your data today. You don't want to be handing your data over to people who really don't like you very much. So go check them out at expressvpn.com/Ben today and protect your data the way that I do. Expressvpn.com/Ben. You get 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Alrighty, coming up, more on the Biden administration's immigration policy. Don't worry, it's not a crisis. It's just a challenge that will be met by, allowing people to just rush the border and then come into the country. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Because of you, I found the resources I needed.
Because of you, I found the right doctor.
Because of you, I'm not alone.
These are words we cherish at the Sarcoma Alliance. Each year, thousands of Americans of all ages are diagnosed with sarcoma, the rare 1% of all cancers. The Sarcoma Alliance is there during their difficult journey, providing education, guidance, and connection. Learn more at sarcomaalliance.org, sponsored by the Sarcoma Alliance.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So remember, COVID is a crisis, even though it's on the wane. Immigration is not a crisis. It's just a challenge. And we can meet that challenge, according to the Biden administration, by just basically letting everybody in. Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, says the same thing. Well, it's a challenge, not a crisis. It's a challenge. See, COVID, which is now on the wane, is a crisis requiring us to blow out the spending to the tune of four times the amount of actual damage done to the economy in the year 2021 by COVID-19. And we know that the shortfall is going to be about $400 billion, $450 billion this year in terms of COVID-19 doing damage to the American GDP. We are about to blow out the spending to the tune of $1.9 trillion and inflate the currency to boot. But that's because we have a crisis, of course. But when we have thousands of unaccompanied minors showing up at the border and no way to deal with them, that's just a challenge because we don't actually want to do anything about it. Here's Alejandro Mayorkas.
What we are doing is building the capacity to address the needs of those children, and we are guided by some core principles. Number one, we act in the best interest of the children, and we act in the best interest of the American people. And thirdly, we adhere to our values and principles as a country. And so, in fact, the numbers are significant, the challenge is significant, and our plans are well underway as we build the capacity to address the needs of the children, and we are rebuilding from scratch.
Nope. Here's what's actually happening. According to the Washington Post, the Biden administration is preparing to convert its immigrant family detention centers in South Texas into Ellis Island-style rapid processing hubs that will screen migrant parents and children with the goal of releasing them into the United States within 72 hours. Okay, so their solution is not to hold people until we know whether they ought to be here. It is to process them and send them into the interior within 72 hours. That is their plan. And then they wonder why there is a surge at the border. Of course there's a surge at the border. You're literally saying to people, if you show up here within 72 hours, you're just in the United States. And we know that there is no real way to date these people. And we know that the Biden administration wants to amnesty all of them. Of course you're going to get a massive surge at the border. They're creating the crisis. The crisis is Biden created. Russell Hott, a senior official with ICE, notified staff of the rapid processing plan in an email on Thursday. It said arrivals by unaccompanied minors and families this year are expected to be the highest numbers observed in 20 years. 20 years, not a crisis, just a challenge, and not even really a challenge. We know what to do here, which is to apparently just release people into the interior. Don't worry, guys. It is not actually a crisis that requires them to do anything. In fact, it is a massive transformational change to the immigration system. That is what we are actually watching. According to the Washington Post itself, transforming family detention amounts to a wholesale repudiation not only of Donald Trump's policy, but also Barack Obama's. Remember, Obama actually deported a lot of people. It presents a significantly different vision of how to handle the fast-changing character of mass migration at the southern border. For decades, single adults dominated the flows northward into the United States. The number of families and minors has increased substantially. Before the COVID pandemic, migrant families and unaccompanied minors were a majority of those taken into custody at the southwest border. During the Obama and Trump administration, families were released or deported, but some were held in dormitory-style facilities for weeks or months. Now, they're basically just going to release everybody. So, you wonder why there's a crisis? It is because it has been created by the Biden administration. Don't worry, guys. It's open Biden. Open borders, open Biden. That's all this is. Because Biden's moderate, of course. Not only is Biden a moderate, Biden knows what's best for you. See, the way that open Biden works is that if he declares that something is not a crisis, it's not a crisis. And if he declares that something is a crisis, then it requires instant action this moment in accordance with his greatest wishes. So when we have thousands of people just entering the United States willy-nilly, that's not a crisis, so we should just release them into the interior. If, however, we have a COVID pandemic that is clearly on the wane, if we have vaccines that are being put into arms at the rate of 2 million a day, if we have all of that, if the caseload in the United States is now at lows we have not seen for months and has been dropping precipitously, if all of that, that's still a crisis because it's a useful crisis. Make no mistake, for Democrats, The only question about a situation and whether it is a crisis or not is whether it is useful to their political agenda. And right now, COVID is useful to the political agenda. By the way, not just of the Biden administration, but useful to members of the media. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden suggests that if you want to make individual decisions about how to live your life, this makes you a Neanderthal, which is a take. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer.
As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her. We're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So remember, Joe Biden thinks you're a Neanderthal if you want to make your own decisions. Yes, freedom is Neanderthal thinking. You and your ability to choose what to do as an individual, that's Neanderthal thinking. The galaxy brains out there, the ones who have been saying for months and months and months that lockdowns were the only sure policy, and the ones who say right now that schools cannot reopen, those galaxy brains, they should rule. But you, the individual, deciding how you wish to live your life, what risk you wish to undergo, you are a Neanderthal. Babylon Bee had a great headline about this. Neanderthals out partying while civilized people hide in caves. That's pretty much right. Hey, so how much, by the way, do the members of the Biden administration disdain the American public and their ability to make decisions for themselves? How much do they think that the people of the United States really ought not rule themselves? A lot. The fundamental distinction between left and right in the United States right now is that the left loves the people collectively but hates individual decision making. And they love the people because they believe that they can mobilize the mob to do whatever they want, which seemingly is true a lot of the time. On the right, we're kind of scared of the mob because the mob usually has terrible ideas, but we like individuals and wish they would make their own decisions. Okay, so here's Jen Psaki deriding individuals making their own decisions. In fact, she was asked specifically by a reporter whether Biden's Neanderthal comments went far enough, and she basically agreed that they didn't go far enough. That basically, if you are an individual who wants to go out and live your life after you've been vaccinated, for example, or you're not that afraid of COVID, or you're not dealing with people who are vulnerable, if you're one of those people, then you're a lizard brain. You're a dum-dum. Here is Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, basically deriding a huge number of Americans.
Why doesn't the president consider ratcheting up his rhetoric beyond Neanderthal and personalizing his concern? Why doesn't he think about saying, folks, here's the deal. If you don't wear your mask, people are going to die because of you. That would certainly get people's attention.
Well noted. I will say the president has been clear that if people wear masks for 100 days, 60,000 lives could be saved.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. So what we really need is to scare people and tell them that they're killing people because they haven't heard that from the media for months. They haven't heard it at all. It's a brand new idea. Then Jen Psaki specifically defended the Neanderthal comment with a tactic that you should never use in a personal relationship. Here is Jen Psaki on Biden's Neanderthal comment specifically.
Does the president have any second thoughts about the language that he used yesterday? And how does comparing someone to a Neanderthal help convince them to change course and get on board with your public health message?
The behavior of a Neanderthal, just to be very clear, the behavior of. Look, I think the president, what everybody saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation, which I think many American people have, that for almost a year now, people across the country have sacrificed.
Okay, I mean, it's unreal. And that is a horrible tactic in a personal relationship. So note, dudes, if you are dating a lady, and you say you're acting like a bitch, and she says, did you just call me a bitch? And you say, no, I said you're acting like a bitch. That's not going to work. That's not going to work because it's unbelievably stupid. Jen Psaki just said that about the American people. Now, he didn't call you a Neanderthal. He said you're acting like a Neanderthal. Oh, that's so much better. Thank you, Jen. We all feel better now. Hey, come on. But this is what they think of you. They think you are unable to make your own decisions because, again, the entire left worldview is dependent on the idea that people are the creation of systems. So if people make their own decisions and those decisions are bad, it's because the system is bad. And that means that we have to change the system. And the only way to change the system is with top-down control. Top-down control is the only answer, always and forever. And as the pandemic wanes, the media, who are just the PR wing of the Democratic Party, will not let it wane. They will not let it happen. The New York Times has a piece today titled, "Plan to Ditch the Mask After Vaccination? Not so fast." Here is the case they make. With 50 million Americans at least partly immunized against the coronavirus and millions more joining the ranks every day, the urgent question on many minds is when can I throw away my mask? It's a deeper question than it seems, about a return to normalcy, about how soon vaccinated Americans can hug loved ones, get together with friends, go to concerts, shopping malls, restaurants, without feeling threatened by COVID. Certainly many state officials are ready. On Tuesday, Texas lifted its mask mandate, along with Mississippi. But the pandemic is not over yet, and scientists are counseling patients. Ooh, the science, ta science. It seems clear small groups of vaccinated people can get together without much worry about infecting one another. Okay, so quick note, why small? Why not large? Any ideas here? If you're vaccinated, what's the problem? The answer is there really isn't one, but they're still pushing it. When vaccinated people can ditch the masks in public spaces will depend on how quickly the rates of disease drop and what percentage of people remain unvaccinated in the surrounding community. Why? Scientists do not know whether vaccinated people spread the virus to those who are unvaccinated. Well, actually, we do have some early data, and the answer is they really don't. Okay, again, the early data demonstrate that the transmission rates from people who are vaccinated is extremely low. Extremely low. But we have to hide this from the American public so we can scare them into staying in their houses so we can pass $1.9 trillion pork bills that do all the priority work that Democrats are looking for it to do. And we have to keep the schools closed so we can keep paying off the teachers' unions. And we have to push all the left-wing priorities by suggesting that Americans are bad and stupid and Neanderthals. They say it's not uncommon for a vaccine to forestall severe disease, but not infection. Inoculations against the flu, rotavirus, polio, pertussis are all imperfect in this way. I mean, that's true, but you know what? Pertussis is out there. My daughter actually got pertussis after having the vaccine. And that does happen. Pertussis weakens the symptoms. Pertussis vaccine weakens the symptoms of pertussis. Okay, does that mean that we all started wearing masks, like, all the time? The answer, of course, is no. And now, coronavirus variants that dodge the immune system are changing the calculus. Some vaccines are less effective at preventing infections with certain variants. In theory, they could allow more virus. Yeah, a lot of theory here. A lot of theory. But guess what? People are not going to keep living this way, especially because, what, we're going to do this for another year? We're just going to do this interminably? For a disease that, at its worst, on average in America, killed 5 people per 1,000 who actually got it? Disproportionately people who are elderly in nursing homes and we can make special protections for and special provisions for? The answer is no. The answer is no. But, again, there's an agenda here. And the agenda is that we are never going to give up control. Once people have control, they don't want to give up the control. And it is amazing to watch because the reality is this should not be. It really is not a red-blue thing. There's one state that people on the left are completely ignoring these days, by the way. It is a state that just reopened. Hey, you know what state just reopened? You ready for this? The state is, wait for it, Connecticut. Deep red Connecticut is now reopening as well. According to the Hartford Courant, Governor Ned Lamont on Thursday announced he will roll back COVID-related restrictions in Connecticut starting March 19th, allowing restaurants to operate at full capacity, loosening rules on sports and entertainment venues, lifting the state's travel ban. The state will maintain some key measures, like a mask mandate. Oh, well, you know, if it's got a mask mandate. Social distancing rules, a curfew for restaurants, and closure of bars. Restaurants, retail stores, houses of worship, other businesses will be allowed to reopen at full capacity within the confines of the remaining rules. Okay, by the way, if you reopen a church at full capacity or a restaurant at full capacity without the mask mandate still in place, at restaurants people aren't going to wear the masks. Everybody knows what this is. So Connecticut is doing the same thing, effectively speaking, that Texas and Mississippi are doing. They're just lying about it by saying that they have a mask mandate. You can't have a mask mandate at a restaurant. People are eating and drinking. So if you open the restaurants to full capacity indoors, effectively speaking, the pandemic's over. I mean, that is what you are saying. But it's a blue state, so we're just going to ignore that. Texas, Mississippi, Florida, those are the bad ones, of course. We're going to get to the most vaunted of all doctors, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We're going to get to Dr. Fauci, who is loving this. Loving it. We're going to get to that in 1 second. First, are you looking for your next investment? Ben Shapiro here. There are 8 reasons to look at NRIA, Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts, up to 10% annualized with bonuses to 21% targets. They strategically choose low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods that people are moving to. Prime new construction is a sector that's short on supply, high on demand. Diversification and safety from stock market risk. They have a short and long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic-hardened, specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines or if you just want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. So, quick note here. The United States, this last month, added back 379,000 jobs. 379,000 jobs. Remember, it's still a crisis. We're still in the middle of a crisis, right? We need more spending. We need to blow out the spending. More Fed spending. Can't open the schools. Crisis, crisis, crisis. Right? That is the message from the Biden administration and the best doctor of all time, except for Dr. Jill Biden, who's the greatest medical doctor I've ever seen. I single-handedly watched as Dr. Jill Biden took a man who was clinically dead and sent him to a junior college. Okay, Dr. Jill Biden is unbelievable at what she does. Anyway, Dr. Fauci, who's the second best doctor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he is now out there again, down-talking the possible reopening of American society, suggesting that we can never reopen, effectively speaking. Here he was on CNN doing his routine, the song and dance, saying, I don't know why we're easing restrictions until we're below 10,000 cases per day. We can't do it. Maybe zero. Maybe negative. Maybe we'll have to go back in time and kill people for us to reopen. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I wouldn't want to see a light switch go on and off with regard to restrictions, Jake. I would like to see, as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level, well, well below the 60 to 70,000 new infections, somewhere, you know, I'll just pick a number, even though, you know, there's not a good model there yet, but I would say less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that.
I mean, let's get it all the way down to zero. I mean, that's what we should do. And if we don't do that, we can never reopen. So we're never reopening. And then I can be on TV every single day. And they'll give me prizes. And they'll talk about how important I am. And people will light votive candles to me. And people will call me sexy. Even though I'm 80. It's weird. I mean, like, why are we listening to him? I just don't know. Honestly, he's a horrible advocate for his own position. He down-talked the efficacy of vaccines. He lied about the herd immunity numbers. He lied about masking. And why is that guy still? And the answer is that any tool for the crisis as progress mentality is a tool worth using. So Fauci is now saying it's inexplicable why you'd want to put. Is it inexplicable, though? Really, question. Is it inexplicable? Because I can explain it. Seriously, it's actually quite explicable. All I have to do is look at the numbers. I will bring them up right now. Okay, the reason that it is explicable to reopen right now is because the daily new cases as of early January, were 280,000, 300,000 on January 8th. 308,000 diagnosed cases of COVID-19 on January 8th. Today, we are down to about 40,000 new cases a day. And so, did I just explain it? I feel like I explained it. I have another number that would explain it. ICU capacity was being challenged in January. Right now, there's not an ICU department in America that is being challenged by COVID. So, that was explicable. In fact, I just did it inside of like 10 seconds. Isn't that amazing? But it's inexplicable why you'd want to pull back now, says Anthony Fauci.
It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the public health guidelines, particularly when we're dealing with anywhere from 55 to 70,000 infections per day in the United States. That's a very, very high baseline.
Okay, so again, this is like, at this point, the reason that they don't want to reopen is because they don't want individuals to have free choice. End of story. They also don't want schools to reopen. So Fauci, who's been on every side of this position, again, he's had more positions on school reopening than the Commerce Sutra recommends, as I've said before. He says that now schools need to change their ventilation systems before opening. Okay, well, anything else? Anything else, Babo? Like, seriously, how many more things can you just throw out there? We can't reopen until we have full ultraviolet lighting systems in all of America's schools, even though the data is that the schools should be open, like right now, in full, with kids there. Here is Fauci.
We've got to make sure that the schools have the resources to do the kinds of things they need to do, which would be making sure they have masks and PPE, making sure that the ventilation system can be improved to be able to diminish the likelihood that there'll be spread of infection. The CDC guidelines are pretty explicit. It's a detailed guidelines about what you can do, the kinds of things you can do, the steps, the masking, the distancing, the kinds of things that we know can help protect the children and the teachers.
Okay, whatever. I mean, honestly, whatever. These are the same people who are touting Andrew Cuomo while he lied for months. The same people. I mean, Fauci said that Cuomo's response was like the ideal response. Speaking of which, new report from the Wall Street Journal and now verified by the New York Times, Andrew Cuomo's aides rewrote nursing home reports to hide the higher death total. So right now they're trying to oust him in New York, supposedly based on the sexual harassment stuff. It has nothing to do with that. He's just embarrassing to them, and they're finding a different reason to take him out back and cap him. It's that simple. They want to bury him in a shallow grave in Iowa and fill it in while he's still breathing. And the reason that he really has to do that, the reason they have to do that to him, is because of his COVID policy. But they can never admit that it was his COVID policy, because that would be admitting that it was their COVID policy that was bad. The reality is that Andrew Cuomo shouldn't just be not in office. He might need to be in jail for his actual activity during COVID. But they touted him as the anti-Trump. They cheered him. And so now they have to look for some ancillary reason to get rid of the guy. According to the New York Times, top aides to Governor...
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
He's writing a book. Of course. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to get into some good news about the vaccine rollout. It's actually going pretty well. But here's the thing. Jen Psaki and the White House, they say Trump should get no credit for any of that, because after all, COVID is bad. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Meet Bob Minetti. In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion. I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, including clinical trials, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the actual vaccine rollout is going pretty well. We should be pretty optimistic, but not if you're the Biden administration. And the reality is that things are going pretty well. And one of the reasons things are going pretty well is because we are now tranching out vaccines developed under Trump with plans developed by governors all across the United States. It really isn't because of the feds. It's because of the governors. Okay, and that is going well. And the same administration that is pushing the idea that there is inequity in vaccine distribution and kind of poo-pooing or at least winking and nodding at the idea that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a one-shot vaccine that is slightly less effective than the two-shot vaccines, but is still pretty damned effective, that if you have too many brown and black people who are getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, maybe that is a sign of systemic inequity. Okay, the reality is that Johnson & Johnson shot, just like all these other shots, is essentially a medical miracle. Even the New York Times acknowledging that now, saying people are eager for Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. But again, it's all about inequity in the distribution of the shots. Simultaneously, the Biden administration is claiming we're doing a great job with our shots. And also, nobody deserves credit for the vaccine. So you have Rochelle Walensky over at the CDC saying, we are on track with these vaccines and tranching them out. We're doing an amazing job. And then you have Jen Psaki over at the White House saying, you know what? I don't think we should give the Trump team any credit for the vaccine. Nobody deserves credit for the vaccine, says Jen Psaki.
I don't think anyone deserves credit when 500,000 people in the country have died of this pandemic. So what our focus is on, and when the president's focus is on when he came into office just over a month ago, was ensuring that we had enough vaccines. We are going to have them now. We had enough vaccinators and we had enough vaccine locations to get this pandemic under control. There's no question, and all data points to the fact that there were not enough of any of those things when he took office.
And so he is the magic man. So Biden deserves credit for everything. But the development of the vaccine, no one deserves credit for that because a lot of people died. Really well done there, Jen Psaki. And by the way, this crisis mentality, the continuation of the crisis mentality so that Democrats can continue to push forward bad policy, that is on every single front. It's on every single front. It's not a crisis if it's immigration. It is a crisis if it's COVID. And by the way, it's also a crisis if you once heard a rumor from a guy on 8chan about how there was like a boogaloo thing happening on March 4th. So now we are learning that Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police are demanding more fencing, more troops, and more money for Capitol security. They want to keep the troops there another 2 months. 2 months. This is crazy towns. Okay, January 6th was an act of evil. Also, it would have been stymied by a few more troops there. The response from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats is perfectly political. It is, we are going to keep troops here pretty much forever. We are going to keep this barbed wire here as an immortal monument to the evils of President Trump and the people who supported him. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is basically just saying that. Nancy Pelosi came out yesterday. She said, we have to keep these fences here and the barbed wire. And, you know, it looks as though we're in a third world country now. And we have troops here like all the time sleeping on the grounds. And sure, they're not properly fed or kept. But, you know, we need them here. Yesterday, no one showed up. March 4th was supposed to be another one of these magical riot days. It didn't happen. Nothing. Like zero, zip, zilch. No one showed up. And Nancy Pelosi's like, well, we got to keep these people here pretty much forever as a reminder, as an eternal reminder that Trump supporters are bad.
Between COVID, where we need to have vaccinations more broadly in the Capitol so that many more people can come here and do their jobs, and the threat of all the president's men out there, we have to ensure with our security that we are safe enough to do our job.
All the president's men out there?
Impeding.
All the president's men out there? You know who was out there yesterday? No one. No one. Washington Post today, quote, at the Capitol, a March 4th threat from militant Trump supporters proves a mirage. Oh, who could have predicted such a thing? On the day when former President Donald Trump's most delusional supporters swore he'd return to power, Washington looked on Thursday morning much the way it has for the past 2 months. National Guard members armed with M4 rifles braced for rebellion that never came. Razor wire lined miles of steel fencing that went unbreached. Trump remained in Florida where it was 70 degrees and sunny. It was nice down here yesterday, actually. It was beautiful weather. The angst stemmed from another misguided belief within QAnon, the extremist ideology that claims Trump has been working in secret to overthrow a cabal of blood-drinking, Satan-worshipping Democratic pedophiles. After repeated unfulfilled prophecies, the group's supporters declared in recent weeks that Trump would retake office on March 4th. Okay, now, here's the thing. What is the good evidence that they were going to actually do anything yesterday? Like, at some point, it would be nice to see some of that evidence, considering we're now spending millions and millions of dollars to keep troops there and make sure that they never leave, apparently. No, this is not at all political, at all. We're just going to keep them there interminably as a reminder that all the president's men might be out there. They might be out there waiting and watching. All of this is a little over the top, if you have not noticed. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, the White House says February's jobs report showing progress, but there is a long road ahead to economic recovery.
President Biden welcomes the addition of 379,000 jobs last month, but says millions of people are still out of work. At the start of a meeting with the Treasury Secretary and other economic advisors, he pressed the case for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill.
The rescue plan is absolutely essential.
That package includes stimulus payments and extended unemployment benefits, but Republicans argue the bill contains too much non-COVID spending. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says she expects job growth to make great strides in the coming months.
We're expecting job growth to actually accelerate from here. So we think by late spring and summer, we'll be seeing job gains on a monthly basis of around 650 to 700,000.
Also at townhall.com, CDC releasing a new national study supporting its position that mask mandate can slow the spread of the virus. That study warns against the relaxation of prevention measures. Meanwhile, in Texas, it is opening up 100%.
Every Texan here and every Texan across the state, they have learned for the past year the safe strategies to use to make sure they remain safe. We do encourage people to, if they continue to wear a face mask, to continue to practice safe practices that will ensure that we will be able to get everybody back to work.
Governor Greg Abbott. Long battle in the Senate. Lawmakers and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin striking a deal over emergency jobless benefits, breaking a nine-hour logjam over that trillion-dollar relief package. Compromise appears to clear the way now for the Senate to begin a marathon series of votes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the red-hot gold mining and exploration bull market. Central banks worldwide seem likely to remain increasingly dovish with this current health scare. The Bank of Canada and the U.S. Federal Reserve have indicated that rate hikes are not expected anytime soon, and that's why gold prices could rally to $2,500 in 2021. We've identified a company that is poised to explode with mining facilities in South America. And that's why we want to give you a free subscription to the Avid Mining Stocks Research Report. If you want to run with the bulls in this incredible bull market for gold mining and exploration, then text the word bull to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text BULL to 48542 and get your free subscription to Avid Mining Stocks Research Report. Text BULL to 48542. Text the word BULL to 48542.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo besieged by scandal and calls for impeachment. National correspondent Jennifer King.
Cuomo apologized for his behavior on Wednesday. He addressed allegations of sexual harassment.
I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
Outlets including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times report that the true number of people who died in nursing homes was altered by top aides. The July nursing home report was released to quell criticism of Cuomo. The state's analysis said 6,432 people had died in the state's nursing homes. The newspapers reported that the original drafts reported more than 9,200 deaths until Cuomo's aides said it should be taken out. I'm Jennifer King.
It is said to be a sign of goodwill to rebuild transatlantic relations. United States and the European Union deciding to suspend tariffs used in the long-standing Airbus-Boeing dispute. The suspension will last 4 months. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New polling from the Pew Research Center finds strong negative attitudes among Americans these days toward China.
Almost 9 out of 10 adults see the country as a competitor or enemy rather than a partner. It says negative feelings have increased over human rights, economic friction, China's authoritarian Communist Party political system, and perceptions that China wishes to supplant the U.S. as the world's sole superpower. Respondents specifically cited Chinese actions in Hong Kong, where Beijing's been accused of demolishing freedom of speech and opposition politics, and Xinjiang, where it has imposed a police state and detained more than a million members of the Uyghur and other minority groups. Keith Peters reporting.
Problems continue in Jackson, Mississippi. Crews are still working to restore water to thousands of customers. One official says they hope to have service fully restored by Sunday night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
And to allow third-party sellers to even sell those bad, terrible Dr. Seuss books. Honestly, this story is in some ways even scarier than the story about the Dr. Seuss estate pulling six of his books, including classics like And I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo. When they pull those books, that is terrible and awful, and it is self-censorship of an extraordinary order. It is a willingness to cave in the face of a woke, censorious, authoritarian left. It degrades our culture. It degrades our freedoms. It is bad. Okay, I don't know when it became a controversial thing to say that self-censorship of classic children's literature is bad, but it's bad. But it's now gone even further than this. eBay is now taking down your ability to even list these books. So you said to yourself, listen, I had an extra copy If I Ran the Zoo. And now those things are selling for like $650, because when you make things at Samizdat, when you ban material like they did in the Soviet Union, it turns out that people are going to try and get a hold of the material. When that happens, the prices skyrocket. So a lot of people went to eBay to sell this stuff. Now eBay has decided that they are going to remove the Dr. Seuss books. You cannot, as a third party, sell these Dr. Seuss books. Now, eBay is another one of these neutral service providers, right? eBay is supposed to be, like Amazon was supposed to be, a neutral service provider, right? They don't have an editorial point of view. And in fact, if you looked at eBay yesterday, you could still buy copies of Protocols of the Elders of Zion. You could buy, which is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory first created in Tsarist Russia. You could still buy copies of Mein Kampf. Those were available at decent prices. You couldn't buy copies, however, if I Ran the Zoo. According to Newsweek, following Dr. Seuss Enterprises' recent decision to discontinue publishing and licensing on six of the famous children's author's books because of problematic content, demand for the titles in question spiked. But even though the resale market for the controversial Seuss books has been strong, eBay has started to remove listings for the titles, citing its policy on offensive material. This writer actually has access to a worn copy of one of the out-of-print books, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street and listed it on eBay late Tuesday afternoon. On Thursday morning, this writer received an email from eBay saying the listing was removed for violating an offensive material policy. The automated email said, quote, "Listings that promote or glorify hatred, violence, or discrimination aren't allowed. Dr. Seuss Enterprises has stopped publication of this book due to its negative portrayal of some ethnicities. As a courtesy, we have ended your item and refunded your selling fees. And as long as you do not relist the item, there will be no negative impact to your account." So in other words, they're going to punish you for having listed a book you did not write and that you do not agree is a racist book. They're going to punish you if you refuse to abide by their strictures. So that now eBay is in on the act. In its email on Thursday, eBay included the fine print of its policy. One portion of the message, which gives an overview of the policy, reads, quote, items including figurines, cartoons, housewares, historical advertisements, and gollywogs with racist, anti-Semitic, or otherwise demeaning portrayals, for example, through caricatures or other exaggerated features. An eBay spokesperson clarified the company's position further. At eBay, we have a strict policy against hate and discrimination to ensure our platform remains a safe, trusted, and inclusive environment for our global community of buyers and sellers. Please see our offensive policies material. We're currently sweeping our marketplace to remove those items. In absolute absurdity. So I guess that Huck Finn is next. Can't list your secondhand copy of Huck Finn. Because, I mean, Huck Finn has the N-word in it. It does. Just a reality. And as we know from the New York Times, anything that has the N-word in it is bad. Unless it's written by Nicole Hannah-Jones, in which case it is good. So eBay has now removed your ability to even sell secondhand Dr. Seuss books. When neutral platforms, neutral service providers become the tools of the woke in their censorious attempts to remove and erase history. And remove and erase, by the way, non-offensive children's books. There's not a single human being who, until the woke got a hold of it, ever looked at If I Ran the Zoo and said, wow, this is so brutally offensive, I can't believe it. Or Mulberry Street, which is even less controversial. It's amazing. By the way, what is on the NEA reading list? According to Jared Stettman over at the Daily Signal, what's on the NEA reading list? Well, if you're a kid, you can't read. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, which I read to my kids yesterday. I did it just to show them. I felt a little sort of thrill of disregard for the woke when I read Mulberry Street. This is how stupid everything has become. What books does the NEA recommend you read? You can't read to your kids about an imaginary parade in which a Chinese person carries chopsticks. You cannot read that. That is terribly bad. But you should, and it is recommended by the NEA, the National Education Association, that you read to your children Julian is a Mermaid, about a little boy who sees women dressed as mermaids and wants to dress like them. Also, The Prince and the Dressmaker, about a prince who secretly wears dresses at night. They recommend you read this. Not you're allowed to. They recommend it. It is recommended by the NEA. There's also Americanized, Rebel Without a Green Card, about an illegal immigrant from Iran. There's also We Are Here to Stay, Voices of Undocumented Young Adults, also about illegal immigration. There is also Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, Racism and You. Oh, it is from Ibram X. Kendi. So overt, bizarre racist, Ibram X. Kendi. That guy, they recommend his books. By the way, speaking of Ibram X. Kendi, Ibram X. Kendi is such an unbelievable, ridiculous, backwards racist that he actually tweeted this out yesterday. And this is the Kafka move right here. The heartbeat of racism is denial. And too often, the more powerful the racism, the more powerful the denial. The heartbeat of racism is actually hatred and bigotry. But he doesn't care about hatred and bigotry. He cares about being able to label anyone he wants racist. So if you deny that you are a racist, this makes you a racist. This is why it's called a Kafka move. Right? Because like Franz Kafka in The Trial, you are guilty if you say that you are innocent, and you are guilty if you say that you are guilty. If you are a witch, then you will absolutely sink to the bottom of the river. Or then you will absolutely float if you're a witch. If you're a witch, you will float. And if you are not a witch, you will sink. That's how we'll find out whether you're a witch or not. So that guy wrote a crappy children's book, and we are going to use that as the basis for teaching children. We're going to actively teach children about racial essentialism, but if they see a cartoon picture of Asian people carrying a mythical animal in a book about a child running a zoo, then obviously that is going to create all sorts of racist sentiment. Amazing stuff. Really solid stuff here from our culture. Our culture is doing a great job, and it's going to extend to movies now. Long piece in The Hollywood Reporter by Rebecca Keegan today. Racist, sexist, classic? How Hollywood is dealing with its problematic content. As streamers build out their lucrative libraries, they're experimenting with label warnings, context panels, and even purges. These are valuable properties you cannot just disregard. You want to keep them, but you have to make sure they don't damage the brand, they say. Every month, Disney convenes an eclectic group of advisors via video conference to tell the media conglomerate what it and the many entertainment companies it has acquired over its nearly 100-year history have gotten wrong. Every single month, they're doing these woke struggle sessions. It's a long list. Song of the South, Jar Jar Binks. I mean, Jar Jar Binks is wrong, but I don't know why. Why is Jar Jar problematic? I mean, I understand that he's a terrible character, but we're canceling Jar Jar now? Mifa! I mean, first of all, and I will say that anybody who caps Jar Jar is a hero to me, but if the woke cap Jar Jar, that seems like they're on the dark side. That episode of The Muppet Show where Johnny Cash sings a duet with Miss Piggy in front of a Confederate flag. Yeah, very. You know how many people were radicalized by that? You know how many people became white supremacists because they saw Johnny Cash sing a duet with Miss Piggy in front of a Confederate flag. So many people joined the KKK because of that. We've had some raw conversation on these Zooms, says Gil Robertson, president of the African American Film Critics Association, who sits on Disney's advisory council alongside representatives from groups like the Coalition of Asian Pacifics in Entertainment and the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media, as well as representatives from various departments at Disney, including programming, public policy, diversity, and inclusion. Disney asks Robertson and his colleagues to watch content that may contain stereotypes or insensitive imagery and offer their perspectives. Here's the thing. You are now outsourcing your wokeness to these groups. These groups only survive by finding things to be offended by. You know what would happen to these groups if there were nothing offensive? Or if they actually reported the truth, which is that they are not offended by any of this stuff? You know what would happen to them? No one would need them. They're not going to unwoke themselves out of a job. When Disney hands over power to all of these interest groups, what they are doing is saying to them, you now have an incentive to call things racist so that we have to keep coming back to you for our latest re-up. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, let's talk about your business. Now, when you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. HR manager salaries, those are not cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambee, it's spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambee, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business, and they help you manage your employees day-to-day all for just $99 a month. They're month-to-month, no hidden fees, you can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Head on over to Bambee.com/Ben right now to schedule that free HR audit. That is Bambee.com/Ben, BAMBEE.com/Ben. It is spelled BAMBEE.com/Ben. Make sure that you have taken care of those HR problems. Make sure that you don't have any of those liabilities and do it quickly and easily at Bambee.com/Ben right now for your free HR audit. So now they're trying to reframe classic films on TCM. TCM host Ben Mankiewicz says, nobody's canceling these movies. Our job is not to get up and say, here's a movie you should feel guilty about for liking, but to pretend the racism in it is not painful and acute. No, I don't want to shy away from that. This was inevitable and welcomed and overdue. Or we could, you know, just let people make their own decisions about things. I know, terrible, terrible idea. So Tropic Thunder, I guess, is bad. It's offensive, Tropic Thunder now. Robert Downey Jr. got a Best Supporting Actor nomination for that, by the way. Older shows and movies are still big business, says The Hollywood Reporter. On Disney Plus, nearly 80% of the TV demand was for these streaming services' licensed and library shows. Only about 20% was for original shows like The Mandalorian, which also have to be wiped clean, by the way, of anyone who thinks differently, as we learned about Gina Carano. In 2019, Miramax's 700 film library was valued at $750 million. The libraries at Disney and Warner Media are multi-billion dollar assets, but the need for studios to reckon with their racist histories took on a new urgency last summer as Black Lives Matter protests were unfolding. No, they didn't, actually. They seriously did not. Nobody cared about this. Nobody was clamoring for it. You just decided to do it preemptively because the woke control your companies and because you know that the woke are loud and squeaky and they bother you. So now they're going to contextualize everything, or maybe even remove it. Maybe even remove it. Drawing attention to problems in their own archives does carry risk for studios. Kermit canceled, asked a headline on the conservative website The Daily Wire when Disney rolled out disclaimers on 18 episodes of The Muppet Show. When the host of Fox and Friends asked Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton about disclaimers on February 24th, the lawmaker brought up the studio's relationship with China. Yeah, that is correct. These types of cancel culture critiques have not deterred the studios. Now, of course they haven't. Why would they? Because here's the thing, they have a monopoly on the entertainment properties. They can always just remove it. And that's what eventually will happen. If you think that the content warnings are going to be enough, they won't. Eventually, the woke are going to demand that these things just go away permanently because they're harmful. And no matter how many times you warn people about context, trigger warnings aren't enough. They have to be removed. And here's the thing. There is no end to it. Like, no end to it. Michael Strahan, good example. And no matter how much you apologize, it will never be enough. Disney can put the context warnings. TCM can do this new contextualizing series. They can do all that stuff. It won't make one iota of difference because in the end, there is no end. Right, so here's the thing about religion. Religion, when you repent before God, God accepts it. The woke, when you repent before the woke, they murder you. They kill your career. They destroy your life. Chris Harrison, who's the host of The Bachelor, or was, and now has been deemed unfit to be the host of a silly dating show because he had the temerity to suggest that a woman ought to be given grace for going to an antebellum-themed party in 2018. after her black boyfriend on the show suggested she be given grace. He's been canceled. He went on Good Morning America, and he apologized for himself. He said that he was insufficiently sensitive and all this. This created the impetus for Michael Strahan to now declare that he was not sufficiently sincere. His sincerity was not good enough, and so he must remain canceled. Here's Michael Strahan.
His apology is his apology, but it felt like it got nothing more than a surface response on any of this. And obviously, he is the man who wants to clearly stay on the show, but only time will tell if there is any meaning behind his words.
Only time will tell. But there's no way for him to prove it, because you're not going to let him back on the show, because you don't want him back on the show. Our culture has shown its neck to the woke, and the woke are just cutting it off. I mean, that is all that is happening here. So, how do you fight back against it? Well, first of all, make your voices heard. Make it clear to Disney that if they begin to cancel shows that you like, you're not going to take your money there. Find alternatives. Create new projects. And that's what we're doing here at Daily Wire, and we need your help. This is why I recommended to everybody get a membership at Daily Wire. We are pushing into the culture war because culture is upstream of politics. But recognize that what the left does right now, their greatest trick, is that they will take a seminal piece of literature like Dr. Seuss, they'll cancel it, and then they'll say, why are you even paying attention? You ought to be paying attention, because these are indicators of a culture that is in complete collapse. The only way to shore it up is to stand up for the culture, even stuff you disagree with. Alrighty, in just a second, we're going to get into what is clearly the most insane story of the day. I mean, you're not going to believe this one. It really is quite crazy. First, let us talk about your most valuable asset. Clearly, your most valuable asset is your home title. That's true for pretty much everybody. Now, nobody's going to steal your home because they can't literally pick up your home. What they can do, however, is hack into your home title records, and then they can forge a quitclaim deed. They can say you sold your home to them, and then they can just start taking out debt against your house. And you're not going to find out about that until the bills start arriving. Well, insurance doesn't cover you for this sort of stuff. Neither do common identity theft programs. That's why I protect my own home with Home Title Lock. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with my home title, they help shut it down absolutely cold. Head on over to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Register your address, see if you're already a victim, and then use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection. That is code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. Again, that is HomeTitleLock.com. You know, you would protect your jewelry in a safe. You have your guns in a safe. You have your valuables protected. And you even have your identity protected. Why would you not protect your most valuable asset, your home title? Head on over to HomeTitleLock.com right now and use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. Alrighty, coming up, the most insane story of the day. Apparently, a man now faces potential charges because he called 911 on himself trying to spark a racial incident. We'll give you all the details. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So this is the craziest story of the day, courtesy of the Washington Examiner. A man faces potential charges after reportedly calling 911 on himself in an apparent attempt to goad police into a racial incident. This event tied up police resources for an extended period of time and unnecessarily placed our officers, our community, and the subject making the false call at risk, said Arlington, Washington Police Chief Jonathan Ventura. He was talking with our friend Jason Rantz up in Seattle. This call highlights the training and professionalism of our officers despite the apparent attempt to goad law enforcement into some type of negative response or altercation. So here's what happened. Someone identifying themselves as Stacy Williams called 911 in Arlington in February to report a black teenager in a tan hoodie telling dispatch the teenager was holding a handgun with a red bandana tied around it. The caller said the teenager looked, quote, too young to even have a pistol. He only looks 16 or 17 years old. Well, I'm at the bus stop and there's a colored young man and I can see the pistol right there, said the 911 caller. I saw him fidgeting a pistol at the bus stop, kind of scared me. When the police arrived at the scene, they identified Taman Leverett as the suspect due to a detailed description from the 911 caller, but didn't find any weapons after a brief search. Taman pulled up his left pant leg, showed me a Department of Corrections GPS tracking ankle bracelet, an officer wrote. He informed me he was not doing anything wrong, just waiting for the bus to come so he could go to his DOC check-in with his assigned DOC officer. The police officer told Leverett he wanted to understand why someone would call in with concerns he was handling a firearm at the bus stop as described. Leverett told the officers he wasn't sure, but he didn't have a weapon and thanked them for their professionalism. The next day, of course, Leverett told his supervising DOC officer he was a victim of racial profiling. There it is. The DOC officer reported Leverett told him he was stopped and frisked by Everett police for no reason the previous day because of being black. Looking to follow up on the incident, officers called Stacy Williams back, but noticed after getting no answer that the voicemail message sounded exactly like Leverett's voice. I noted the voicemail was set up by a male with a voice that seemed very similar to that of Taman. The DOC officer said in his report, I asked dispatch if this phone number had been previously used for any other calls to 911 dispatch. The dispatcher notified me shortly after the phone number had called 911 on five separate occasions in December of 2020 for civil calls at an address of 520 Commercial Avenue, Darrington, Washington. Dispatch advised me the only name used to call into 911 on those incidents was Taman L. So this guy is not only a terrible person, but also a moron. Didn't even use like a payphone or something. He just took his normal cell phone, which he had previously used to call 911 several times using his proper name. And then called 911 to get the officers to come and then falsely impute racial profiling to them. The officers made contact with Leverett's DOC supervisor, finding out that Leverett's number matched the number that dialed 911. Police say it was the second time that Leverett was involved in a fake 911 call. He made a similar call in December under the name Eric Johnson. I'm with my teenagers right now, the caller said. There's a young African-American male teenager he has on black and red. I've seen he has a gun on him, and you know, I have my children here. Police searched a male identified as Taman, but determined he was not armed and had not made any threats. Leverett was arrested, could face two counts of false reporting, but no charging decisions have been made in the case. Police say Leverett's motive is unclear, but his DOC supervisor noted he has, quote, mentioned that he could see himself in a similar situation as George Floyd. Yep. Yep. The police chief said, to have this type of situation come up at a time when we're working hard to bridge that gap and be more transparent and open with our communities, this really works against us in making that happen. We're told that we need to work harder than ever. It's anti-productive. It's unfortunate. It ties up our resources. Okay, this guy should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And if you care about things like racial profiling, if you care about police mistreatment of people, then you should want this guy prosecuted. Because not only did he file a false report, he then lied about what happened in order to create a racial incident that could become the basis for protests and for him becoming a famous name. Yes, all of the interests in our society are very much aligned on behalf of people who tell stories that suggest that the police are racist in unspecified ways. And because they know that the media are never really going to check out the facts, they just go along with those stories until those stories are debunked or fall apart. Already coming up, we'll be joined by Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, have life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Of people with autism and people with intellectual or developmental differences who are ready and willing to work in our communities. Our coalition is committed to hiring an inclusive workforce, providing training for hiring professionals, and providing guidelines for all employees. Together, we can create a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. Will you join us? We are inviting other businesses, institutions, and community leaders to join in. To learn more, please visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Kathy McMorris Rogers. He's Republican leader of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, the leading voice to protect free speech in Congress, and represents the 5th Congressional District in Washington State. Congresswoman Rogers, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. Great to be with you.
Let's talk about the censorship that Democrats have been pushing on Capitol Hill. So they had a hearing last week in which they actually talked about, you know, suppose the awfulness of free speech and how there was a lot of extremist speech out there and how do we curb extremist speech. And I remember seeing the news about this and thinking to myself, I was under the grave misimpression, apparently, that there is a constitutional amendment that literally bars Congress from taking, you know, from creating laws that infringe upon freedom of speech. I'm not sure why they need to have a hearing on any of this stuff. Now, what was that hearing like?
Well, if anybody watched it, first of all, I was just proud our members were united around our defense of free speech. It is a First Amendment right. And we believe in the battle of ideas, the competition of ideas. And what they did was really indefensible. It was another attempt by the Democrats to censor, to control, bringing cancel culture to Washington, D.C. You know, and it is frightening when you have elected officials, elected representatives of the people that are writing a letter to broadcasters urging them to take down One America Media or Newsmax or Fox News. I mean, they are saying that they know better. They do not trust people to make the best decisions for themselves. They want to coerce, control the information that Americans can watch, that they can access in their homes. They're demanding more censorship, more control. This is the same script that countries like China use to silence the dialogue that they don't agree with.
And we're speaking with Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. So how dominant is this view inside the Democratic Party? Because it used to be that there were old school liberals who were sort of the old ACLU liberals. They would say that while they disagree with you, they would defend your right to say it to the death. It seems like that is on the wane inside the Democratic Party, that now they're using the rubric of harm to seek to actively ban viewpoints. And they're looking to use whatever means they have at their disposal in order to do so. And this is being cheered on by the media. I think that the great irony of so much of this is that you have members of the press who are now cheering against freedom of the press so long as they're not the ones being targeted.
Well, it's really un-American. You think about our fundamental rights. This is very dangerous what they're doing, and they're taking the fear they're taking this fear to undermine free speech so that people have no voice. And you see it played out where people don't feel like they can speak out even in the workplace, that they might lose their job. But, you know, this is the same party that was comfortable endorsing false narratives during the last 4 years. You think about whether it was the New York Post article that, you know, they took down on Hunter Biden or Governor Cuomo, what was happening in New York, and they were actively hiding it, or the evidence of a Russia collusion in the last election when Speaker Pelosi said that the election was hijacked, no question. And yet they were willing to defend that those false narratives, and now they're calling for censorship and control.
So what is the real possibility that Democrats actually take action here, or is this just a lot of virtue signaling to their base? And one of the things that they've been looking to do is target social media companies with some sort of regulation in order to coerce them into banning particular types of content. This has been going back years. Senator Dianne Feinstein overtly said to heads of social media that if they didn't remove certain content, then Congress might do the work for them. So what is the real possibility? What actual support is there inside Congress for action that would essentially coerce speech?
Well, what we see is it's an abuse of power. by these elected representatives when they are making these demands of private companies. And it just goes to this larger issue of socialism controlling. You know, it is their desire to control what people hear, what they see on social media, in the news, and ultimately it's their efforts to try to control what people think. Socialism controls, free markets create. It's free markets and free enterprise that creates. And, you know, we've long celebrated as Americans that we trust people to make the best decisions for themselves. We don't try to control them. And people in America are capable of making their best decisions. They'll watch the news, they'll judge the information, and then they'll make their own conclusion. But right now, the Democrats are wanting to control that. We believe that we can, you know, best decide how to take care of ourselves and our families and open up our businesses even during a pandemic.
We're speaking with Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. She, of course, represents the 5th Congressional District in Washington State. So speaking of the COVID pandemic, Representative Rogers, the Democrats have now rammed through the House with essentially zero Republican support, this massive $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, which is incredibly misnamed. I mean, the fact of the matter is that only about $800 billion of this package have anything to do with direct relief to the American people. A lot of that is superfluous, given the fact that we saw an increase of almost 400,000 jobs over the course of the last month. More and more states are reopening. There is demand for people to reopen. We have not really seen shortages in terms of people spending. So what exactly do you think is going to happen in the Senate? Do you think there's going to be enough support in the Senate for Democrats to ram this thing through just along the lines of reconciliation?
Well, reconciliation in and of itself is a signal that the Democrats believe that they could do this alone, right? This is a political tool so that they can ram it through with just 50 votes in the Senate. I know that the Republicans are putting up a fight, but it is true. Just a small percentage of this $1.9 trillion actually goes to anything COVID relief related. We need to open up safely and securely. What is happening with coronavirus, the fact that we have vaccines today, is a tribute to President Trump and the work that was done around Operation Warp Speed. The fact that we have three vaccines now in the market in record time, less than a year, and today 2 million people every day are getting shots in the arm, and yet the Democrats want to move forward with a $1.9 trillion package that's going to add more debt, a bailout states, that states like mine in Washington, where Governor Inslee was saying, oh, we're going to have $7 to $8 billion deficit. Today we have increased revenue to the state of Washington, right? But yet these states are going to be bailed out. It's wrong priorities. It's really a payoff to their allies rather than really focusing on what it's going to take to open up our schools, get our kids back in school, open up our businesses, and get our economy booming again.
We'll get to more with Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers in just 1 second. First, are you looking for your next investment? There are 8 reasons to look at the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund. Monthly cash flow payouts up to 10% annualized with bonuses to 21% targets. They strategically chose low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods that people are moving to. Prime new construction is a sector that is short on supply, high on demand. Diversification and safety from stock market risk. They've got a short and a long-term strategy for returns today and returns down the road. Pandemic-hardened, specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines, or if you want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That is 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Other bad things that are happening in the House include the recent passage of H.R. 1, which is what they are calling a voting rights bill, but the thing really is a disaster. It enshrines a wide variety of measures that loosen restrictions that would allow for voter fraud, voter irregularity. It gets rid of penalties for people who vote fraudulently under certain circumstances. It essentially mandates ballot harvesting. Now, what do people not understand about H.R. 1, and why isn't it just a general nice broadening of the ability to vote?
Well, I too share those very concerns with H.R. 1. It's misguided and it's misnamed. It's not for the people at all. This is a federal takeover of our elections. And we believe that election integrity is so important. It's going to happen at the state level, not the federal government, and certainly not with public funding of elections or a ban on voter ID. We need security. We need election reform. This is the wrong approach. And the Republicans were united in our opposition to this legislation. We actually had one Democrat join us in the House.
Representative Rogers, so far, I've yet to see a single piece of moderate policy emerge from the new moderate, magical, united Biden administration. The idea when Joe Biden took office is that he was going to be Captain Unity, who's going to bring Americans together. And yet the only pieces of legislation that I've seen push and the only executive orders I've seen push are incredibly radical. So the contention a lot of us were making during the election, which is that Joe Biden was essentially going to be a Trojan horse for the radical left, that seems to be coming true. It looks like Nancy Pelosi is running the show, not Biden.
I completely agree. Nancy Pelosi is only doubling down. Speaker Pelosi is only doubling down. She was Speaker of the House under Barack Obama. She drove the train then when they passed the Affordable Care Act, when they passed Dodd-Frank, when they passed cap and trade out of the House, even though it didn't pass the Senate. And what I see now is just a doubling down of that. She is moving full speed ahead with her restrictions due to COVID and the fact that we have remote hearings, remote markups. She's only consolidating decision-making and power in the speaker's office. She's the one directing the chairman. You mark this up. You get it out on this day. It's going to pass the floor, and then it's going over to the Senate. She's just about getting as much of the radical left agenda through the House, through the Senate, and on the president's desk as much as possible. And everything I see is that she doesn't even care about her vulnerable members or her more moderate members. That's just the cost. If they lose their reelection, that's the cost of getting these bills onto the president's desk. And she's only there for two more years. She said that she's not going to be, this is her last term, and she's going for broke.
Well, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, 5th Congressional District in Washington State, and Republican leader of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Really appreciate your time.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
All righty. Coming up, we are going to get into another example of terrible American racism, this time coming from the company Google. I mean, truly, it is incredible how racist Google is for another reason that they're not racist. I mean, I'm just going to give you the spoiler. Google isn't racist, but apparently they are racist. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, let us talk about the fact that if you are a responsible adult, you want to make sure that your family is taken care of. How can you make sure that this happens? Well, you can go over to Policy Genius. Right now, Policy Genius can help you compare top insurers in one place and save 50% or more when you do. Once you find your best option, the Policy Genius team will set up a new policy for you and answer any questions you have along the way. Here's how you can get started. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need. You can compare quotes and find your best price. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare policies from as little as $15 a month. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Since their licensed agents work for you and not the insurance companies, there's zero hassle. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, Policy Genius will take care of everything for you, soup to nuts. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. The best part? All the benefits of Policy Genius, the comparison tool, the handling of paperwork, the unbiased advice, they are totally free to use. So, while you are tidying up around the house this spring, why not get your life insurance organized as well? You could save 50% or more. By comparing quotes, feel good knowing if something happens, your loved ones will be taken care of. Go to PolicyGenius.com right now to get started. Already coming up, apparently Google is racist because, like, everything is racist. Wait until you hear why. So stupid. Our culture is so stupid. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
At Movember, we're best known for the mustache. Well, here's the thing. Men's health deserves support year-round, which is why we're more than a month, more than mustaches. All year round, we're doing more. We're delivering more research, more treatments, doing more to help men live happier, healthier, longer lives. But we need your support, because the more we can do, the more fathers, brothers, partners, sons we can protect. Movember, more than a month. Learn more at Movember.com.
Furnished by Movember.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least...
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Google's racist. Congratulations. Now, you might be saying to yourself, wait, Google, you mean that super progressive, kind of radical lefty company, you know, the one that controls huge amounts of information flow? They're racist? Yep. According to the Washington Post, they are. Why? Because they don't have enough black engineers. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, well, maybe the reason they don't have enough black engineers is because there aren't enough black engineers graduating from top schools. Yes, that would be the logical take, would it not? But don't worry. Don't worry. They're racist because they're not accepting less qualified black engineers rather than more qualified Asian and white people. This is what makes them racist. In fact, according to the Washington Post, quote, Google's approach to historically black schools helps explain why there are few black engineers in big tech. According to Natasha Tiku, for years, Google's recruiting department used a college ranking system to set budgets and priorities for hiring new engineers. Some schools, such as Stanford and MIT, were predictably in the elite category, while state schools or institutions that churn out thousands of engineering grads annually, like Georgia Tech, were assigned to Tier 1 or Tier 2. But one category of higher education was missing from Google's ranking system, according to several current and former Google employees involved in recruitment, despite the company's pledges to promote racial diversity. Historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. That framework meant those schools were at a lower priority for hiring, even though Google had said in 2014 it wanted to partner with HBCUs as a way to recruit more minority talent. In lieu of a tier, Google's university programs recruiting division, responsible for forging partnerships with universities, labeled these colleges long-tail schools, in reference to the fact it could take a long time before these universities would produce a large number of graduates qualified to work at Google, according to the Google employees. So, in other words, they looked at the HBCUs. They said they're not producing enough engineering students who are of quality that compare with, like, Georgia Tech, which is a very good engineering school, and certainly not MIT or Stanford. And this makes them racist. Former recruiter April Christina Curley, who helped lead Google's outreach to HBCU, said, quote, Google allocated resources so disparagingly because of how they tiered and thought of our schools. She was fired in September, she says, largely as a result of continually raising concerns about bias against HBCU students. Google for years has been celebrated as trying to fix Silicon Valley's race gap, with praise highlighting the company's efforts to build a relationship with historically black colleges and universities. But while Google had a head start, it undervalued and underinvested in black engineering students at HBCUs. According to interviews with Curley and seven current and former Google workers, HBCU graduates, formal faculty members, emails, planning documents, and performance reviews. Now critics are challenging Google to address its treatment of HBCU students and to re-examine assumptions about the pipeline for black technical talent that were replicated across the industry as competitors copied Google's approach. So, again, it's really bad because they spend tons and tons of money on HBCUs. Right? They actually give a lot of money to HBCUs. But that's not good enough. Because now, the idea is that they are supposed to hire people from HBCUs, even if those people are less qualified than people who go to Georgia Tech, or go to Stanford, or go to MIT. Apparently, Google had modernized the computer science curricula at a wide variety of HBCUs, and they'd helped better prepare students for working in Silicon Valley. But the internships that they offered did not compare to the job offers. Google is showboating in the form of donations or announcing new programs rather than reassessing its approach, says Nicole Tintin, chief executive officer of HBCU 2020, a network for seeking jobs and internships. In December, Tintin canceled HBCU's 2020 partnership with Google, including several planned 2021 mock interview events after Curley's tweets. Silicon Valley has been increasing its number of black engineers, but there aren't tons of them. Apple apparently has only about 8% of its, well, sorry, 6% of its engineers were black in 2018. 6% of its engineers were black in 2014. Facebook, only 1% of its engineers were black in 2014, only 2% today. Google, 2 and 2. Microsoft, 2 and 4. Twitter, 1 and 5. So very few of these companies have actively increased the number of black engineers in their programs. Now, do you think that's because these companies are desperate not to hire black engineers? Or do you think maybe it's because there are not enough black engineering students? By the way, that is not because of racism. That is because of self-selection of majors. This is a big problem across colleges and universities. We've talked about it in the past. People say that black college graduates earn less on average than white college graduates. Yes, because they major in different things. Black college graduates tend to major in lower earning majors. That seems to have an impact on earning potential. By the way, if you want to talk about radically disproportionate share of engineers, 53% of all Facebook engineers in 2020 are, wait for it, Asian. 53%. Okay, the Asian population of the United States as a percentage is something like 5.6%. 5.6%. And Asians represent 53% of all of the engineers at Facebook. They represent 48% of all of the engineers at Google. They represent 35% of all the engineers at Apple. So maybe it has nothing to do with race and a lot to do with who is taking what major. But no, it's got to be the Google is racist, because forever and always, if there is a disproportionate impact of a policy on a particular population, it has to be because the policy is bad. Speaking of which, MSNBC host Joy Reid, who, like everybody over at MSNBC, continues to fail up, she tweeted today, quote, "I will say it again. People on the right would trade all the tax cuts for the ability to openly say the N-word like in the good old days." What now? This is the view, by the way, of folks on the authoritarian woke left. They truly believe that you are a racist, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter that you have never said the N-word and don't like it when other people say the N-word, no matter if you it has never occurred to you that the N-word would be a good thing to say. You would trade tax cuts for saying the N-word anytime, because that's who you are deep down, which is, of course, why we ought to regulate you. Reid's response was made to a thread of tweets from MSNBC contributor Jason Johnson and former New York Times opinion editor Barry Weiss. Weiss's tweet sparked the conversation because she slammed the illiberal left for sounding like a totalitarian society. Johnson's response to Barry Weiss appeared to claim she was defending the private use of racial slurs when she discussed how a student at a top law school felt the need to self-censor comments. Johnson tweeted, "Yes, because code switching, mask wearing, and all the other hoops that black people have to go through to appease enough of the majority to even get into law school isn't the issue, but censoring yourself from saying the N-word among friends is." But that's not what Barry was arguing in favor of course. That's not what Barry was saying. She was saying that people are self-censoring on a regular basis because if you even say things like, "There should be free speech in America," this is considered racist now. Naturally, Joy Reid's response is, "Everybody is a racist who doesn't agree with me." This was just the same day that she said on her show, by the way, that states like Texas and Mississippi only want black people to get vaccines because white people want black people to, quote, "get their behinds into the factory and make me my steaks." So it's not that we're denying black and brown people the vaccines anymore, which was the original case for American racism. Now is that black and brown people are getting too many vaccines because if they get too many vaccines, the white people need them to work. Amazing. When you search for racism behind every possible tree, then you come up with racism behind every possible tree. And this is what people are doing right now. And it is not making the country better in any way. Do you feel like the country's better in any way? Since our wonderful racial reckoning over the summer, which resulted in $2 billion in property damage, do you feel like the country has gotten more or less obsessed with the issue of race? Do you think that the country has gotten more or less concerned over polarization on the basis of race? Do you think racial politics have gotten better or worse in America since the great racial awakening of 2020? I'm not sensing that things are getting better anytime soon. Alrighty, we'll be back here next week as Democrats prepare to blow out the value of the dollar. We'll talk about that next week. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Biden administration opening more beds for immigrant children as the numbers surge in the southern border. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The Department of Health and Human Services is telling long-term facilities that hold immigrant children to temporarily increase their capacity to handle a sharp increase in unaccompanied minors crossing the border. Capacity had been reduced because of COVID-19 restrictions. So far, the White House has refused to call the situation a crisis, but former President Trump issued a statement alleging that the border is now totally out of control thanks to the disastrous leadership of Joe Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says despite the strong job gains last month, Congress still needs to, quote, go big by passing the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. She says it will help millions to get back to work sooner. She also says Biden's package should not be trimmed. Also at townhall.com, a former State Department aide in the Trump administration has been arrested in connection with that Capitol breach on the 6th of January. Ben Thomas reports.
Charging documents say Federico Klein could be seen physically and verbally engaging officers in the mob that breached police lines to force their way into the Capitol. Video shows him with a riot shield taken from an officer, jamming it in the doors to prevent police from closing them. Charges include obstructing Congress and assaulting officers using a dangerous weapon.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit brought by three Democratic state attorneys general seeking to force the federal government to recognize Virginia's vote last year to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A link to the JFK assassination has died. John Scott reports.
Marie Tippit, the widow of the Dallas police officer killed by Lee Harvey Oswald about 45 minutes after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, has died. She was 92. Her son said she died Tuesday at a hospital in the East Texas city of Sulphur Springs after being diagnosed with pneumonia following a positive test for COVID-19. She was a 35-year-old mother of three when her husband, Officer J.D. Tippit, was killed on November 22, 1963. John Scott reporting.
Authorities say a Dallas police officer arrested on two counts of capital murder more than a year and a half after a man told investigators he kidnapped and killed two people at the officer's instruction. Brian Reiser was arrested Thursday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Officials in California will allow people to attend Major League Baseball games and other outdoor sporting events beginning April 1st. The rules announced Friday coincide with baseball's opening day. The San Diego Padres, Los Angeles Angels, and Oakland A's all have home games. OPEC says it is not planning any changes in production.
Members of the OPEC cartel and countries allied with them have now agreed to leave in place most of their production cuts. They reached that agreement on Thursday. OPEC's voluntary cuts of 1 million barrels of oil daily will remain in place through at least April.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Wall Street Friday, what a day. Dow Industrials gaining 572 points. The NASDAQ climbed 196, S&P up 73, and crude was up $2.26 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, this Clinton Jeffrey Epstein story is like a pustulating wound that never goes away. And the story is getting worse and worse and worse. Clinton Jeffrey Epstein story, what's that? Well, if you're a regular listener to the show for the last 5 years, you know I had a source on this, an unimpeachable one, by the way, that had some really devastating information. Well, now there's been a new break in this story, new allegations, according to Radar Online, of Clinton insiders now starting to talk. I got that. That'll come a little later in the show today. I've also got to do a really sad segment. Don't worry, we'll end the show on a high note, but it's more of a warning. What's the difference between the United States and China when it comes to totalitarianism and communism? You may be like, oh my gosh, Dan, that's a really crazy question. Surely the United States is not going down the same path of the Chinese Communist Party. Really? Are you sure about that? Wait till I show you these stories today. I'm going to show you a headline about China and then a headline about the United States. It's the same headline. Weird how that works, huh? Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show on this fine Friday. Let's get right to it. It is a loaded show today. I want to do a big thank you, too, in the middle of the show. We got nominated, but I didn't tell Joe this yet. Pretend you're not there, Joe. We got nominated for some award, Best Political Podcast. Huh? Crazy time. That, too. This is the one time I'm going to tell people, please don't vote for me for this award. It'll make sense later. All right, Joe, let's go. Now, before we start, of course, yes, it is Friday.
Yes.
We're doing it forever. I'm in a particularly good mood today. So, Joe, if you would give us in your worst 1960s game show voice,
Dan,
weekly Friday intro.
It's Friday!
Wow, that was a little, even for Joe, that was very 1960s game show voice. Very
right,
impressive,
brother.
Joe. Joe's feeling good today. Everybody's feeling good. You know, the tide is starting to turn for Bongino Inc. With a rough couple months, things are looking good. All right, let me get to this absolutely ridiculous fail. We're going to talk about this China versus the United States story here because this is really important. Again, you may think to yourself, like, We live in the United States, the freest country in the world. What are we worried about? We're not like the Chinese Communist Party. You sure about that? Well, here's this fail, this absolute fail. I caught this story this morning on Fulcrum, the fulcrum.com or whatever. The article is titled Report, U.S. Contributes to Ongoing Decline of Freedom Worldwide. They're not wrong. That is absolutely correct. Your freedom is dissolving like an Alka-Seltzer tablet in water. So you may say, well, Dan, what's the ridiculous fail by the Fulcrum? The fact that they get the reason totally wrong. Quote, this is not the Fulcrum, but they're quoting a study by Freedom House. It says, quote, only a serious and sustained reform effort can repair the damage done during the Trump era to the perception and reality of basic rights and freedoms in the United States. The report by this Freedom House concluded. Sorry, I'm going to niche there. Trump did this? Really? It's not Donald Trump taking away your freedoms. The report's right. The conclusions are absurd. It's the big tech, liberal, big business, Venom, Eddie Brock symbiote that's doing all the hard work.
Amen.
Dan, don't be so dramatic, right? Come on. We're surely not going down the Chinese Communist Party's path of diminishing individual liberty. Not us. I mean, we're liberals in the United States. We're all about civil liberties, right? Ha! That's hilarious. Let's do a little comparison here of China versus the United States. Now, here's how we're going to go through this. I want to read these headlines, and in some cases, little screenshots from the pieces. And then I'm going to put up another headline. We're going to do China first, and then the United States second. And you'll notice one thing. The headlines sound, one, awfully similar. And if the headlines were reversed, in other words, one story was about the U.S., the other story was about China, and then they were reversed, it would sound still like the same story. So here's number one here. This will be in the show notes today. If you want to access our newsletter show notes, go to Bongino.com/newsletter. It's free. Please subscribe. FoxNews.com. What is China's social credit system? Bradford Betts, published May 3rd. China has a social scoring blacklist, Joe? Gosh, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? Here's what it is. China's social credit system is a government program being implemented nationwide to regulate its citizens' behavior based on a point system. Huh? Under the system, citizens are ranked in different areas of civil life using data collected from court documents, government or corporate records, and in some cases, citizen observers. That sounds very, very bad. I don't think if I was a liberty-loving patriot, I would really like that. A social scoring system where China, the Communist Party, can blacklist people if they don't meet certain metrics from the government spying on them. Court documents, you got a traffic ticket in China, you lose 10 points in your scoring system. You post it on Chinese social media, something criticizing your local government officials, that's minus 10. Citizen observers said Joe Armacost, he sounds like a dissident. I don't like this guy talking and speaking out against communism and socialism. 10 more points gone from Joe. All of a sudden, Joe's at a negative 30. Oh. Joe can't get a car loan in China. Joe can't buy stocks in China. Joe can't get a job in China because of a social scoring system. That's definitely not happening in the United States, Joe. Is it? Because here's a Wall Street Journal article I thought was just fascinating. This is from February 9th, 2021. Providing timely ESG information is becoming more crucial for CFOs. Analysts and investors rely on data when evaluating a company's outlook and creditworthiness. An ESG score? Wait, is this a story about China's social credit scoring? No, this is a story about the United States and businesses doing the exact same thing. You doubt me? From the Wall Street Journal story. They call these ESG scores, sustainability environmental scores. ESG scores for companies. Companies are doing what the Chinese Communist Party does for them. They don't need the Chinese Communist Party. From the Wall Street Journal. Providing frequent updates about the sustainability of their businesses is becoming more crucial for finance chiefs as analysts and investors increasingly rely on this information when evaluating a company's outlook and its creditworthiness. Here's the key line coming up next. Pay attention to the yet here. There aren't yet sweeping global regulatory frameworks that force swaths of companies to report their performance in terms of these ESG scores. though certain exchanges, Joe, and governments are making ESG disclosures mandatory. But even without widespread regulation, there's an incentive for executives to disclose this data.
Dude.
Liberals. Yeah, we're not anything like China. Social scores and blacklists for people. Yeah, we're doing the same thing here with these ESG scores for companies. That's different. That's different. It's the free market doing it. Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Free market that's more powerful, by the way, than the Chinese government in some respects. Nah, we're nothing like China. All right, Dan. So there's a scoring system, dreaded air quotes, for the citizens that we're taking the Chinese model and implementing it here in the United States for businesses. But it's really not that bad. Don't exaggerate this one case. Oh, no, no. I don't only – I never, ever produce receipts on just one case. You need multiple pieces of evidence, right? That's how you build the case. So let's compare China versus the U.S. in the second segment too. So here's an article in The Atlantic about the Chinese surveillance state, how they spy on their citizens. The Atlantic, China's surveillance state should scare everyone. The country is perfecting a vast network of digital espionage as a means of social control with implications for democracies worldwide. That sounds really scary. Surely we're not doing that here. Sorry, wrong show if you thought I wasn't going to produce evidence that we're doing that here too in conjunction with our big tech, liberal, big business overlords, the Eddie Brock Venom symbiote. It's all a big symbiote. They can't exist without one another. Article we discussed the other day by the great Alim Bakari at Breitbart, who's been all over this topic. Microsoft and friends want to destroy online privacy. Huh? They want to spy on you on kind of online kind of sounds like what the Chinese Communist Party is doing to its citizens now. We don't need the Chinese Communist Party here. We've got the big tech, liberal, big business, Eddie Brock Venom symbiote. From Bakari's piece. According to Microsoft's press release, it's partnered with several other organizations to form the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, the C2PA. Put simply, the purpose of this organization is to devise a system whereby all content on the internet can be traced back to its author. You mean like surveillance? The press release states it will develop these specifications for common asset types and formats, meaning videos, documents, audio, and images. Thought you'd be able to go online and not have the government and the big tech government, big business symbiote spy on you? You were wrong.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Dry, irritated, and red blotchy skin all over your face and it won't go away? Struggling with stress breakouts and uneven skin tone? All gone thanks to Zotique Deep Correcting Serum by Chamonix. Here's Catherine from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm a doctor working on the front lines of this COVID pandemic. The endless face mask wearing ruined my face. Used several other products without success until Chamonix. The promises are real. Very quickly, my face seems on the mend. These products have started healing the mask creases. Thank you. Zotique uses the power of liposomal technology to deliver the healing, rejuvenating powers of vitamin C to the deepest layers of your skin for results you can see. And it's yours free today with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Just call 800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Order today and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order is upgraded free to priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Meet Bob Minetti.
My wife and I just celebrated 45 memorable years together. She and my daughter Katie are my anchors.
Bob and Wendy spent time fundraising for healthcare causes.
I guess I liked it so much, I decided to become a patient.
In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
I assumed that there was no hope for people with my diagnosis.
Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion.
I'm so glad that I learned about what was possible for me.
I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to ensure that everyone facing this diagnosis knows about the immense progress being made. Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation are working together to make every person diagnosed into a long-term survivor, like Bob. Visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So you say to yourself again, gosh, social scoring. All right, so we're replicating that in the United States. That's really bad, but I'm still not convinced. Surveillance state, we're replicating that with big tech. That sounds a little terrifying, but again, I'm a liberal. I don't really get it yet. I need more evidence. Don't worry, I'm here for you. Here's a report from the BBC. Hong Kong's new security law, Joe. Pro-democracy books are being pulled from libraries. Oh, my gosh. Book burning and banning. Huh? That's definitely deaf not happening here, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Here's a story at the New York Post. Again, you'll find in the show notes, bongino.com/newsletter. Amazon turns from bookseller to censor by dropping transgenderism book and many others, by the way. Don't worry. We're not doing any of this here. Are we missing... the warning signs? When I say we, I don't mean any of the smart people listen to my show. I mean the stupid people, the liberals like Media Matters who watch my show every day for material. Are you missing this? I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. I know I just insulted you. So, and I shouldn't have, because then you'll tune out automatically, understandably so. If you call someone an idiot or a moron, they're probably not listening to what you say next. So I'm sorry. I'm just passionate about this, and I can't believe you're this stupid. Are you missing this? I know, I understand what your comeback is, because your tired arguments are getting old. Oh, Dan, come on. This is just private companies doing it. You guys are capitalists, right? Ladies and gentlemen, number one, it's not just private companies doing it, number one. It is government incentivizing private companies to do it because they can't do it themselves because of this thing called the Bill of Rights. No, Dan, government's not doing that. Really? Did you read AOC's tweets, Ro Khanna's tweets, about wiping Parler off the face of the earth and having them banned from Amazon? Did you read those? Have you read the letters sent from those two Democratic congressmen and one congresswoman and one congressman from California, two Democrat liberal nuts who sent a letter to cable carriers asking them why they were carrying Fox News, OANN, and Newsmax? Did you miss that? Oh, you missed that. You didn't see that? So that's number one. It's not just private companies doing it. It's government demanding private companies do it with a wink and a nod. Be a real shame if your place burned down, huh? And secondly, even more pernicious, these companies are more powerful than the government. They are a de facto government. At least with the government, if they do something to you that doesn't comport with the Constitution, what can you do, Joe? You can sue and take them to court.
Yeah.
Good luck taking these companies to court with your local lawyer, who's probably a great guy, but he's going up against a $10 million, $20 million white shoe law firm per year retainer, Amazon lawyer, who's going to eat your lunch. This ain't Matlock, folks. It's not Aaron Brockovich. That stuff doesn't happen a lot. Believe me, I've been on the wrong side of it. Let me give a hat tip to Raheem Kassam, who writes over at the National Pulse and has his own show, another excellent show, War Room. Raheem Kassam, I saw it said something yesterday. It really struck me. It's a serious question. I'd like you to consider it. Where is this book burning in the name of a higher morality? No, we're doing this for you. We're burning books, banning books, spying on you, spying on companies, social scoring them. Where has that ever ended well? Where have people who done that ever ended up? I think Raheem said, where have they ever ended up being the good guys? Brilliant. Very smart. Where? Where have the book burners ever in human history ever ended up being the good guys? So do our Media Matters friends, not really, but who watch our show every day for content, who are the useful idiots of the totalitarians. I just like you to consider that. Where have the book burners and the allies of the book burners ever ended being the good guys, ever ended up being the good guys in the end? I just want to do a thank you quick. This is serious, not a joke. Joe, I didn't tell you about this. So I got an alert yesterday from one of these search engines that I saw this article by James Hale at Tube Filter, the Podcast Academy. Apparently this is a real thing, the Podcast Academy. Unveils 164 nominees for their first annual AMBY Awards. The AMBYs, I guess, are, I don't know, the Emmys for podcasts. Folks, I'm just being straight with you. I've never heard of this in my life. Look at this. Best political podcast, the Dan Bongino Show. How the hell is that? Here are the other nominees. Burn the Boats, Gaining Ground, Our Nation of Immigrants, Politically Reactive, the NPR Politics Podcast, Winning Wisconsin, and Gee was kind enough to highlight it, the Dan Bongino Show. How we got in there, folks, I have no idea. But just a quick segment before I get back to the meat and potatoes of the show and this devastating Clinton story. But meat and potatoes here. I'm to the folks at the Podcast Academy and the AMBYs. Do not vote for me. I'm not kidding. You will get doxed. You'll find yourself in an episode of the Dangerous Game, hunted down by some Russian aristocrat somewhere. Your lives will never be the same. That was very nice of you to nominate me. But Joe and Guy, I think you'll second this. Don't vote for me. They will. Your life will be over. The liberal cancel culture, golden calf, worshippers of Chinese communism will follow you, hunt you down like dogs. You will be fired. Your bank accounts will be closed. Do not vote for me. I don't want to get one vote. I don't know how many members of the academy there are, 152.6. I don't know. Don't vote. I want it to be zero. I don't want any vote. I love you. Thank you. I am honored you nominated me. Never make this mistake again. Your lives will be over as you know them if you vote for the Dan Bongino Show. This is the one time in human history a recipient of a podcast game is begging you, don't vote for me. Don't do it. They'll get doxxed. Their phone numbers will be online. Do not vote for me. And this is not me, like, you know when you work the refs and you say, I don't want to win. I'll never win this. It's all liberals. And you wink and a nod. You work in the rest. It's not me working the rest. Seriously, I cannot win this. Lyndon Johnson, Joe. I am not running for president. If nominated, I will not accept. If I win, I will not serve. If I win, I will not accept. I will not accept. I will not accept. Don't vote for me.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Dry, irritated, and red blotchy skin all over your face, and it won't go away. Struggling with stress breakouts and uneven skin tone? All gone thanks to Zotique Deep Correcting Serum by Chamonix. Here's Catherine from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm a doctor working on the front lines of this COVID pandemic. The endless face mask wearing ruined my face. Used several other products without success until Chamonix. The promises are real. Very quickly, my face seems on the mend. These products have started healing the mask creases. Thank you. Zotique uses the power of liposomal technology to deliver the healing, rejuvenating powers of vitamin C to the deepest layers of your skin for results you can see. And it's yours free today with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Just call 800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Order today and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order is upgraded free to priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you. Like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes. Same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
TE.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. I saw this story creep up this morning, and I thought, here we go again. I warned you. I've said this for a long time. And, of course, the liberal media people who always want to protect the Clintons were like, that's a conspiracy theory when Dan Bongino says it. And then the story breaks in another outlet that's not conservative, and all of a sudden all those Dan Bongino is a conspiracy theorist stories go away. They love that. That's their thing. That's their go-to. Radar Online, read this story in the show notes. Check it out. Bill Clinton, quote, bagman Doug Band provides evidence to feds investigating ties to Jeffrey Epstein, madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, by Chris Spargo, March 4th, 2021. Whoa. Ooh. What? Sounds kind of like a serious story to me. A little bit of background on this, folks. Doug Band is Bill Clinton's guy. I mean, his dude, like right-hand dude. If anyone who knows the Clinton ecosystem, sphere, you don't know Bill Clinton if you don't know Doug Band. Doug Band is the gatekeeper to Bill Clinton in many respects. If the allegations in this story are true, that Doug Band is talking to the feds about Bill Clinton's role in the Jeffrey Epstein disgrace, Bill Clinton's going to have a big problem, Joe. Now, poor Joe's heard this story 1,000 times. But some of our new listeners, our show grows quite rapidly, so people who are here this week may not have even been here last week.
Yeah.
Our older listeners, Joe's like, Joe can tell the story himself. I had a source a long time ago contact us in our old studio when I was over living in Palm City, Florida, which I'm not anymore. Thank you to everyone who sends stuff, but that is not my house. The poor person who lives there gets overwhelmed with mail for Dan Bongino. But when we were in the old studio, I had a source contact me, an unimpeachable source. Trust me. This is not some ridiculous looking for fame. Matter of fact, he's not looking for, doesn't even want to be in the media at all. The source contacted me and told me this story. So this source was on the plane with Jeffrey Epstein, now deceased. And you know Jeffrey Epstein's disgusting history with young women and what he did. Everyone knows the story, right? And it's a kind of a family-friendly show, so I'm really hesitant to even discuss the story. But this source was on the plane with Bill Clinton and Epstein. He's very uncomfortable right away because the women on the plane look underage. Obviously, he's not carding them, like, hey, what's your – but they look underage. He's not sure what they're doing there. Keep in mind, it getting this guy's head. The story about Epstein hadn't broken yet. This was years ago. He had no idea who this guy was. So, Joe, you walk on a plane.
Yeah.
You're with
former President Bill Clinton and this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, you've never met. You have no idea who he is. And you're like, I don't know, are these his daughter's friends? Like, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't know. I want you to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So he gets on the plane and he notices right away that these probably aren't this guy's daughters. And they're definitely not his daughter's friends. And he's like, this is really, really weird. Now, this guy's a really morally upstanding dude. So he's like, I'm not really cool with that. He tells me he notices Clinton, Bill Clinton, get up. And there's like a back room area on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
And goes back there with a woman, or I shouldn't even say it because it wasn't a woman. I mean, a girl is more appropriate, who looks underage. Very underage. And goes back there with her and comes out like, I don't know, an hour later or something. He's like, no. I don't know what happened back there, but I'm not going to be part of this thing. And, you know, he does a report on it. It does his thing, and he winds up getting, let's just say, removed or something. Now, I've told this story a few times. I've also said to you, Dan, why don't we get this guy out there? Because it's not my information to share. I wasn't there. It's his. I don't have any more details. They're his. I wasn't there. I've told that story probably, I don't know, 5-10 times on the show. And it's amazing how, again, liberal leftists and others just completely ignore it as if I'm making it up, as if I haven't been right about just about everything. Spygate, the impeachment hoax, I burned the media on just about everything, and they just ignore it. Is Doug Band talking? Because if Doug Band is talking, I'm telling you, Clinton's right-hand guy. And Bill Clinton's going to have a lot of problems. We'll see what happens. A lot of problems. Again, that's information from a source, unimpeachable. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries aren't cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambee, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to termination, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee.com/Bongino right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/Bongino, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Bongino.
Do you ever lose your balance or feel dizzy for no apparent reason? Do you hear ringing in your ears or have migraines? Well, you're not alone. 1 in 5 Americans will experience these symptoms, which could be signs you have a problem with your inner ear or vestibular system. Because these symptoms are invisible and hard to describe, they are often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. We can help. Call the Vestibular Disorders Helpline at 800-837-8428. That's 800-837-8428. Or visit us online at liferebalanced.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now.
800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Have you ever heard of anyone attributing their success to sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Folks, I talked the other day about how we are spending so much money in the United States we don't have that we're not going to be able to pay it back. It's a mathematical almost certainty at this point that our $22 trillion debt, the entire economy only produces $20 trillion worth of stuff every year. That it, we're almost at the point where it's going to be mathematically impossible to pay back the United States government's debt. We have borrowed money from ourselves, U.S. government bonds. We have borrowed money from foreigners. China has trillions of dollars in U.S. assets. So does Japan. We've borrowed money from everyone, space aliens, everyone. We're never going to be able to – kidding, of course, no space aliens yet, but who knows. We're never going to be able to pay this back. So I said to you the other day that the Europeans – have implemented negative interest rates for a reason. Negative interest rates, that's a thing? Yes. Literally. Like you put money in the bank, and if you leave it there long enough, Joe, what happens? You have no money left.
Yes.
Because it's not growing, it's shrinking. Liberals, growing, shrinking. Growing positive interest rates, shrinking negative interest rates. It's a simple math equation. You know, you'll never get to zero, right? That paradox, because you'll split, 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 but you'll have almost no money left over time. Compounding negative interest.
Why would governments do something like that? What does that have to do with our multi-trillion dollar debt and the fact that we'll never pay it back? Because with negative interest rates, your debt eventually goes to zero too, as your currency's worthless because you implement negative interest rates. Ah, what a deal! What a deal! It's called monetizing your debt. If you can make your currency worth less and less and less and less and less, then the debt you owe in that currency is worth less and less and less and less and less. But what's the catch? The currency you have in the bank is worth less and less and less and less and less. Now you see why liberals and their spendthrift, big government, big business allies love government spending and negative interest rates, which will be coming here if this continues. Well, why do they love it? Because of things like this. Again, in the show notes today, check out the story in the Epoch Times by the great Zachary Stiber. I don't know Zachary, but I'm sure he's great. Senate advances Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package as Vice President Kamala Harris casts the tie-breaking vote. We owe $22 trillion. We are $1 trillion in debt this year, and we're only in like March. In other words, we're spending $1 trillion more than we have, and it's only March. We only have a $4 trillion budget. We're already $1 trillion over, or close to it. And where the Senate yesterday advanced, they haven't voted on it yet. It's got to pass the filibuster. But they advanced it, a $1.9 trillion spending package, after we're $22 trillion in debt and $1 trillion in debt this year.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen. And KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
California State Senator Brian Jones recently introduced the Religion is Essential Act. For future emergencies, this bill will protect religious organizations from discrimination and any health, safety, and occupancy requirements that will impose a substantial burden on a religious service.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
To take their pesos and convert them to dollars.
Oh, boy.
The U.S. doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So if you're an Argentinian printing the hell out of your peso is worth less and less and less, which requires what? You to get more pesos to buy a U.S. dollar, to buy a barrel of oil. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that doesn't sound good. U.S. doesn't have that problem because we're the de facto world currency. So logically, you're saying, well, what's the problem? Here's the problem. It ain't going to be that way for long. Once people figure out we're in debt we can't possibly pay, who are they going to start looking to? China and others. And use the renminbi. And then what happens? Imagine we have to start converting U.S. dollars to Chinese currency to buy a barrel of oil. All of a sudden that printing don't look so good. All right, I'm going to leave you on a good note, I promised. So, folks, that story we opened up with about the dangers of trying to copy communist China's tactics but using big business to do it, the dangers are obvious if you care for that kind of stuff. Facts. I showed you the headlines. Well, Imprimis has a great, great speech by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I mean, one of the great thinkers, he's now passed, but of our time. His speeches were amazing. It's going to be in the show notes again if you'd like to read the whole thing. It's worth your time. It's called Words of Warning to America. Solzhenitsyn, who suffered under the Iron Curtain of communism, he always had sage words. There are two quick quotes here, but the first one, he talks about the dangers of calling in wolves to rescue you from the dogs. Now, when I'm reading this quote, I want you to keep in the back of your head, if you're a liberal, if you're a conservative, you'll probably get it right away because you're smart. If you're a liberal, you won't. But if you're a liberal calling in the big tech dogs to battle your conservative political opponents to do the work for you, please cancel them for me. Take them off Twitter. Take their books down. Be careful calling in a wolf like big tech to rescue you from the dogs. Solzhenitsyn said this in his speech. He said, quote, we have a Russian proverb. Do not call a wolf to help you against the dogs. If dogs are attacking and tearing at you, fight against the dogs, but do not call a wolf for help. Because when the wolves come, they will destroy the dogs, but they will also tear you apart. If you're a useful idiot out there who thinks calling in the big tech wolves to do the dirty work you can't yourself, remember, after they're done with the dogs, they tear you up next. No, not me. I'm protected. I'm a liberal. You sure about that? Famous last words. Here's a powerful quote I want to end with, where Solzhenitsyn was talking about the dissidents in the USSR, the patriots, the people who fought for freedom despite being tortured, killed, imprisoned, murdered, starved to death, their families wiped out, after decades of living under tyranny. And I say this at the end of the show because I get emails a lot. I've told you about this often, and they're very upsetting from people who say to me, Dan, we lost the election. I'm done. And I say to you all the time, like I said in my CPAC speech, no, there's no done. There's no excuses. I'm sorry. There's no done. If you're looking for me to sympathize with you, you got the wrong guy in the wrong show. There is no done. People who've suffered far worse, torture, death, starvation, their families wiped out, and suffered for far longer, never gave up their fight. Here's Solzhenitsyn on the dissidents. And remember, true dissidents never, ever, ever have a safe space. Ever. Quote Solzhenitsyn, we, the dissidents of the USSR, don't have any tanks. We don't have any weapons. We have no organization. We don't have anything. Our hands are empty. We have only a heart and what we've lived through in the half century of this system. And when we found the firmness within ourselves to stand up for our rights, we have done so. It's only by firmness of spirit that we've withstood. And if I'm standing here before you, it's not because of the kindness or the goodwill of communism, not thanks to détente, but thanks to my own firmness and your firm support. They knew that I would not yield one inch, not one hair. And when they couldn't do more, they themselves fell back. Powerful. Centuries of tyranny these people had to deal with. They stood firm. They didn't yield, quote, not one inch, not one hair. And when their opponents couldn't do more, they themselves fell back. Keep that in mind if you're thinking about giving up here. We don't give up. There's no timeouts. There's no pause button. There's no yield sign. There's only straight ahead. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in. Another great week of shows. Thanks to you. I really appreciate your continued loyalty to the show. If you wouldn't mind sharing it, I really appreciate getting the word out there. We don't do a lot of marketing. The show spreads by word of mouth. Thanks to you. And I really deeply appreciate that. You can subscribe to our video show free. I'd appreciate it if you do it. Rumble.com. Rumble.com/Bongino. Thanks again. I'll see you on Monday.
Good day, sir!
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Another late night in the Senate as lawmakers haggle over various amendments and wording of that $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. More states are lifting virus restrictions.
In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey says capacity restrictions are being lifted at restaurants, gyms, and other businesses. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is telling baseball fans, come back to the ballpark.
We're going to start with the Indians at 30% capacity.
The Cincinnati Reds as well. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is defending his decision to reopen.
The numbers are going in all the right direction.
He says Texas is a completely different situation.
It is safe to open up 100%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says now is not the time to do this.
The current numbers remain concerning. Cases and deaths are still too high and have now plateaued for more than a week.
Walensky says when prevention is rolled back, cases go up. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at townhall.com, we are learning more about engine problems on a recent United Airlines flight.
An ongoing investigation of the engine that failed and came apart on a United Airlines jet in February has found wear and tear caused the fan blade to snap. The National Transportation Safety Board says multiple fatigue fracture origins were found on the inside surface of the hollow fan blade. The United Airlines flight had just taken off from Denver, bound for Hawaii, when the engine came apart. The flight returned safely to Denver and no injuries were reported. That particular Pratt & Whitney engine powers fewer than 100 Boeing 777 jets used by United Airlines and by carriers in Japan and South Korea. I'm Mike Gracia.
American Airlines Boeing 737 MAX making an emergency landing in Newark, New Jersey, after pilots noticed a possible problem with engine oil pressure. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the Senate may earmark some $30 billion for computer chip making.
With automakers like General Motors now cutting back production for lack of microchips, the urgency of funding is getting renewed attention on Capitol Hill. A previously approved package of measures was never fully funded. The proposed appropriations attempt to both bolster supply chains and minimize market competition from China.
That is correspondent George Bonzani. A popular notion that there was a mass exodus from California last year, apparently it's all wrong. Research from the California Policy Lab finds the majority of moves during 2020 happened within the state. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials booming up 572 points, NASDAQ gained 196, S&P 500 closed 73 points higher. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. National debt is approaching $23 trillion, and if you think that's high, the Congressional Budget Office says just wait two decades.
The CBO estimates persistent budget deficits will cause the debt to double in size over the next 30 years. The long-term drivers of managing the debt are rising interest rates and spending on entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. The estimates do not include President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. 5,000 customers still without water in Jackson, Mississippi. Officials call the development positive progress, though, in the city of 160,000. Some residents have been without water 3 weeks. A key focus of recovery has been filling the system's water tanks. They hope to have that done by Sunday night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Yes, when funny was funny and normal was normal, remember normal, the Reverend Jesse Jackson now represents the normal times. In our rearview mirror. I think he's going to have to be canceled, though. Can't read Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss is white supremacy. When is Charlie Brown going to be in the crosshairs? Got to be something in Charlie Brown. They got, Pigpen walks around in a cloud. Let me see. Lucy's a little butch. Not sure. I think maybe Linus is on the spectrum. Could be. There's got to be some reason to cancel Charlie Brown. Made it through unscathed so far. They've all got to go. Frosty the Snowman. The left. The left is coming for your rights, and they're coming for... the culture. They're coming for any sense of sanity and rational thought. They're nuts. They're nuts. I think insane is the... I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael says maybe Peppermint Patty was a little more butch than Lucy. Who knows how they ended up later in life? Maybe we should go back and take another... You know, if they made an updated, Michael, if they made an updated version of Charlie Brown, I think there'd probably be a lot of... You know, you'd have to have several gay characters, and some would have to change races, and maybe a trans. You'd have to... Maybe Peppermint Patty would be the... Be the trans. They should do that. They should update that because it's been far too long, and it hasn't been attacked yet by the Democrat Party, by the people of Joe Biden, people burning our cities and all that stuff. Speaking of the people burning our cities, boy, that insurrection at the Capitol yesterday was terrifying, wasn't it? Michael, did you make it home safely? I was concerned about you, whether you'd be able to get out of the city without the marauders, you know, Trump supporters, attacking you violently and turning the world upside down. You know, they shut down the House of Representatives. Are they still shut down today? They were shut down yesterday. The Senate was up and running like nothing was wrong because it's all a lie, because it's all a giant lie. Because Nancy Pelosi is a giant lie with something's terribly wrong with her face, too. It looks painful, doesn't it? You know, I'm not mocking. I'm concerned. I'm concerned for her. I think she might need medical help. Yeah, but the big insurrection, it was terrifying. Oh, man, was it scary. I was so frightened by all of it. Fortunately, we had thousands of troops in town. And the Capitol region, really, the whole Capitol Hill area, has been turned into a concentration camp because the Biden junta, and there are thousands of Filipino troops provided by the United Nations. We should have white United Nations vehicles in there with UN on the side and a bunch of non-English-speaking troops. You should bring in the Mongol troops like Stalin did because they're merciless. They'll kill everybody and burn everything down, salt all the wells, poison everything. And that, I mean, honestly, this whole thing, the lie, and then they turn around and this whatever they accuse you of doing is what they're doing at the time. That's why they rolled out this big lie thing, and they say, you know, anybody who says there's anything wrong with the election is selling the big lie, just like Hitler. Everything's just like Hitler. These people are morons. And if they're accusing you of the big lie, it's because they know they're about to roll out the big lie. And the big lie is so big. How big is it? It's so big that no one would dare not believe it. It truly is. And yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and this phony, what's her name, the new U.S. Capitol police chief? Good Lord, you people are an embarrassment to Western civilization. You're a disgrace even to Congress, which is almost impossible at this point. But the, we're all so scared. We're all supposed to be quaking like little girls in our boots. Because we read in the Washington Post that the militia is coming. Ho ho, they're coming to take you away, ha ha. And we're all supposed to panic. We're all supposed to believe this stuff. And the problem is time after time after time, there's no Russian collusion. Hillary Clinton wasn't going to win the presidential race. You guys lie and you lie and you lie. And when you're not lying, you just get everything wrong. It's pretty amazing. And now you have to go to – where do you have to go? You have to go hiding into the interior of the Washington Post to find the big story on how nothing happened. But first you got to get by with Proud Boys splintering, comma, extremist violence is feared. They're already rolling out the next lie, the next big lie. That's the Washington Post, Dr. Evil and his gang, and Marissa J. Lang is the typist for the DNC on that mission. It's all a giant lie. There was no militia attacking. That was just completely ridiculous. Now you have to go to page 4 of the Washington Post and a picture of the big fences and the concertina wire and troops, armed troops with combat rifles. You know, these people on Capitol Hill, the Democrats, and stuff, they don't know what an assault rifle is. They know they want to ban them, but they don't know what they are because they're dumb fascists. That's kind of the thing about them. But here's the Capitol surrounded miles of fences and concertina and thousands of troops. And the media is fine with this because they're essentially, you know, well, they're bootlickers, of course. And they're, because they're all lefties, they're authoritarian, too. And, you know, they want death camps is pretty much the thing here. So the headline on page 4 with the scary picture of the troops and the concertina wire and the fences. March 4 attack fear overblown, comma, experts say. Now, why did we feel so confident and so comfortable yesterday in mocking and ridiculing this? Why did we? Because, you know, you come on and you mock it, and then a giant militia attacks the Capitol, and it's like Red Dawn, and it's really scary. And, you know, everybody's killed, and the whole city goes up in a nuclear mushroom cloud, and everybody's dead, and the whole country and the world's at war. And then, gosh, wouldn't I look silly then? Well, it's because I know what I'm being lied to, and I'm being lied to a lot, and so are you. And that's why I'm here. I'm sort of the lie detector for the nation. I'm the lie detector for the news media. And boy, there's nothing but lies here. In fact, right across from that, the headline is, butterflies are vanishing out west. No, they're not. You know, here, I'll just say this now. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know, it's just another lie. There's a picture of a monarch butterfly. You know, this year the numbers may be down a little. It may even be trending for a couple of years, but they're not vanishing out west. That's a lie. I've seen this headline many times in my life. I've seen this throughout that the butterflies are vanishing again and again, and I've seen this. Michael, what's your favorite? Michael likes acid rain. Remember acid rain? Acid rain was going to kill us all. And the ozone, the hole in the ozone, that was going to kill us all. And then the 1970s, you can still find the newspaper and the magazine articles, the Ice Age was going to kill us all. And they knew, they told us it was science, you see, because they had tracked armadillos out in the plains states, and they discovered that the armadillo population was migrating south because they knew that the ice caps were coming their way and the Ice Age was coming and they had to flee. The lies, the big lie is the left, honestly, you know, that they have ever done anybody any good, you know, unless you consider mass graves to be doing people good. But they, the lies are so gigantic. March 4 attack fear overblown, experts say. And they had two typists on this one. As the House of Representatives canceled its session amid reported threats to the Capitol on Thursday, researchers who had warned trouble ahead of the January 6th siege found themselves scratching their heads. Maybe they should listen to my show, and then they wouldn't be complete idiots. Well, maybe that's going a little too far. If something was brewing, they said, it was much smaller, quieter, and less obviously violent than what they had reported 2 months ago. You mean nothing happened? Is that what you mean? You mean that because nothing happened, you think maybe it was much smaller and quieter and less violent? Because absolutely nothing happened? Did you see it? Who is a reporter for a good website went down there yesterday and made a little video of himself saying, "Hey, wait, I'm here for the right wing insurrection. Am I in the wrong place?" Because it's nobody. There are tumbleweeds blowing around on Capitol Hill because they've turned Washington, the Biden junta and the left, the Democrats, Pelosi, and the liars, all the big liars, big fat liars with their big lie. Well, she's a bony ass liar, I guess is what she is, but that's not a big fat liar. But to be fair to her, but the lie is so gigantic. And they're tumbling. They've turned the city into really Buenos Aires in the 1970s. There's crime, terrible crime spreading out all over the place. All kinds of crazy crime. Carjackings are going well. Shootings are going well. And in neighborhoods where you haven't seen a lot of crime in the past, you're seeing a lot of crime now. And the place is still, much of the city is still boarded up. And then we have these fences in the concertina everywhere and thousands of troops. And Biden is unaware of all of this because he's very severely brain damaged and he shouldn't be president of the United States. Problem is, neither should Kamala because she's just smart enough to be dangerous. Joe Biden is not smart enough to be dangerous. He's just dumb enough to be dangerous. But that's another thing. So now the Washington Post reports on page 4, after hyping this and hyping it and blowing out of proportion, that Trump supporters are terrorists and militia groups, and they're going to attack the Capitol. And yesterday, I talked about it on the radio, they're demanding that troops, thousands of troops, stay in the city of Washington for months more. They've officially requested, apparently, more months of thousands of National Guard troops, and they're going to states. They should ask the United Nations, because most states are tired of sending their guard troops. You should get some Nepalese troops or maybe some from Burkina Faso. You know, a lot of these go to the United Nations. That's what they believe in. And that would be the perfect cherry on top, wouldn't it, for Biden to go to the United Nations for troops to put in Washington? I think he should do it. It's kind of the next natural step. Remarkable stuff. Yes, it is. And the front page of the Washington Post is extraordinary. The whole paper is just such a rag. But they got a picture of troops in front of the Capitol, and Pennsylvania National Guard troops muster Thursday outside the Capitol, where the House had canceled its session over security concerns connected to the assertion among some extremist group members. Let's see how they're narrowing and narrowing. Some and assertion, some extremist group members, not even the groups, just members, that March 4th was the day that former President Donald Trump would return to power. You know, there are people on the Internet, there are more people on the Internet that believe that there are stations beneath Lake Michigan where spaceships reside, all right? There are more people, millions of people believe that there are space aliens at Area 54, a facility near Groom Lake in Nevada, and nobody knows stories on the front page about that. That's not as scary, though, for these little girls who are wetting their pants and the what an extraordinary thing. So there it is, for March, for the day General Trump would return. The day passed without incident, the header says. Yeah, well, that comes as a surprise. Yeah, but they're terrifying millions of Americans day in and day out. It's remarkable stuff. Now, here's the thing. The stimulus bill has filled with hundreds of billions. It's not a stimulus bill. It's a kleptocracy. It's the biggest theft in the history of humankind, in all probability, on the order of hundreds of billions of dollars to line the pockets of the Democrat Party sponsors. That's what's going on with this thing. And less than 9% of it is actually going to COVID-related things. But never mind that. The Post isn't going to do that story. But here's the headline, front page above the fold. Rosier outlook stiffens opposition to stimulus bill. I'm sorry, what? That's a twisted and tortured pretzel of a headline. But it's spinning it for the Democrats, you see, because everybody's pointing out, well, Republicans are pointing out, not the news media, not the Democrats. But I repeat myself, that the thing is a crime rather than a relief bill, more than anything. Oh, but people are getting a check, so they're happy to see it. I saw an idiot anchor happily wagging his head this morning. Yeah. So, but you guys are supposed to report on the crap that's in it, not that everybody gets a check, you stooges. But rosier outlook. See, there's a rosier outlook now because there's a Democrat in the White House. So at the Washington Post in the newsroom, they've got a rosier outlook. That's the thing. And then it's pretty amazing. Unbelievable stuff. Then and it just goes on and on. You know, yesterday, what was it? The front page story in the Washington Post was that because of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution was leading to a racial reckoning. A racial reckoning because COVID-19. And it's the Democrats are nothing if not racist. And God, are they racist. They're the biggest racist in the racist marathon. Today, the front page of the sports section, belatedly, Major League Baseball facing its pound me to reckoning. Reckoning. Major League Baseball. Apparently, they have like heterosexual males in Major League Baseball or something, and that's a problem. That is going to be a big problem. Yes, sir. Man, it's a reckoning. Everybody's facing a reckoning because the left is here, and they're Maoists. So everyone must apologize and grovel. Yeah, speaking of that Bachelor guy, you see the update on this Bachelor guy, the host of The Bachelor? He's, I think he might cancel himself. He might throw himself off the Golden Gate Bridge before all is said and done. Because, well, you know what his crime is? It's quite a terrible crime. It's a horrible crime. All right, listen, lots to get to, not just the insurrection yesterday. That wasn't, because everything's a lie from these people. But a whole lot more. We got Lunch Bucket Joe. He's crazy. The border has gone mild. Front page. New protocols for migrant families. Biden expected to reject past policies. Yeah, which is why we've got a crisis at our border now. Because earlier, the policies actually worked. Lots of that coming up. Our government is failing us. They continue to fail us every day. But, you know, that doesn't mean there's not some funny stuff in here. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Are you tired of having to choose between quality and a fair price? The cheap option is usually cheap for a reason. And sometimes you pay an arm and a leg just to be let down. With Harry's, you don't have to choose between quality and value because they give you award-winning blades at factory direct prices. For a limited time, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. Harry's stand behind the quality of their blades. I started using Harry's years ago. They make your face as smooth as it was the day you were born. For a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer for my listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set and free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. That's more than a $16 value for just $3. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shavy gel, a travel cover, and a travel-sized body wash. It's an incredibly great deal, but act fast while supplies last. Go to harrys.com/plant to redeem your offer.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse
osmosis to get the mostest out of your drinking water. Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in-store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Just as yet another example of how irrational and unthinking certain people are, you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to, you know, stereotype or lump people together. But, you know, Democrats, liberals, lefties, real problems with thinking, with logic, rational thought, the brain functioning as designed. And they just hurl examples at me all day and all night long. Thanks, in large part, to Al Gore and his amazing internet, to be sure. But Victor sent along this item yesterday, and we didn't get to it yesterday, but the New York Post with the headline, there's you got this NBA coach, basketball coach, San Antonio Spurs coach, Greg Popovich. He's a big NBA, millions of dollars a year, and he's tall, so you people listen to him. Greg Popovich rips Texas governor. That's a big one in the media. Rips. Rips Texas governor for lifting mask mandate. See? And then the colon and the word ignorant in quotation marks. You're ignorant. And the story reads thusly. San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich said Tuesday his team would ignore Texas's decision to lift a statewide mask mandate. Now, let me just think about that for a second. Branding the move by Governor Greg Abbott as ignorant. That's because he's anti-handicapped people. He's a bigot against people that have physical handicaps, obviously. It's threatening. It's quite threatening. And he's probably a white supremacist, I think, and a fascist. But I'm looking at that, and Michael Pierce and I were laughing about this after the show yesterday. How exactly do you ignore the lifting of a mandate? It's like you're ignoring something that is not. It doesn't make any sense. It's irrational. It's illogical. You can ignore a mask mandate, But when they say the mask mandate is lifted, all that means is that it's not mandatory, which Democrats prefer. They prefer that everything be mandatory. If it's not banned, you know, they want to ban a lot of things, and then the rest they want to make mandatory because they're essentially authoritarian. They're not liberals. They're the left, completely different thing. So how is, I mean, this is like, you know, the sound of one hand clapping. It's impossible to ignore something that you don't have to do.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Reading and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Reading. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. Until people come before profit, all energy is clean, the wild is truly free, and justice stands for all. Earth Justice will never rest. Learn more at earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
Yeah, Pelosi, if she ever had a mind, she lost it long ago. Just like Joe Biden, the Democrat Party is really just a plane crash into a train wreck on a bridge collapsing on a school for disabled children. They're a disaster, a catastrophe. They're in charge of the House and the Senate and the White House and the media, which is really the biggest problem. Crooked and stupid on Capitol Hill is predictable, but what's happened to our media, nobody could see coming. A free and fair press is a quaint notion, but it's not what we have. We have a press that's free to be unfair, and that's what they choose to do. Just like Greg Popovich, he's going to choose to ignore the lifting of a mandate. It is amazing. It's just amazing how dumb these people are. Greg Popovich, San Antonio Spurs head coach. And the governor in Texas said they've had a mandatory mask thing for months now, and they lifted the it's no longer mandatory, which means now it's voluntary. See, I mean, you could have been wearing a mask all of your life if you'd like, and you can continue to for the rest of your life. Whatever kind of mask you can wear, an Italian opera mask, a Chinese opera mask, where you know you can wear whatever you want, a Guy Fawkes mask, a ski mask. Oh, that might be illegal in some jurisdictions if you're attempting to conceal your identity. But the head coach, Greg Popovich, millionaire guy, and he says he's going to ignore the lifting of a mandate. And again, you can if there's something that's been mandated, you can ignore it. But when you lift the mandate, it becomes optional. So there's nothing to ignore. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. That is just, I don't know the guy, I don't follow him, I could care less about him, but, these bigwigs who have a platform and a bullhorn, and they say the stupidest things, the most ignorant things. I can't even think of an analogy. It's something that's mandatory, then it's no longer mandatory, and you're going to ignore it. What are you ignoring? That it's no longer mandatory? Now you get to choose, see? So you're not ignoring anything. See, it's choice. So you believe in choice, don't you? Well, only when it comes to harvesting organs. Let's go to Nanny Pelosi, because Nanny Pelosi, I think the blood flow is restricted to her blood flow to her brain is restricted because of the way her face is pulled back. It's got to affect the blood flow to the brain, don't you think? Because the neck and the things, a lot of blood vessels going through there, major arteries go flung up into your brain. They make your brain work properly, and it's kind of like. It's the skin version of autoerotic asphyxiation. Pulled back so tight. Please, Mr. Bus Driver, open the door. All right, so here's Nancy Pelosi. That's that old kid's joke, but you push the face together like this. Nancy Pelosi, she is crazy. They said they're a cult, and they think that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are deities of some kind, and it's like North Korea or communist China, where they attach or ascribe these supernatural godlike powers to their elected leaders, and they worship them. They're very worshipful of their political leaders. It's a terrible thing to see. And a brain is indeed a terrible thing to waste. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are both proof of that. Nancy Pelosi on, people are suggesting she's drunk here. I don't think she's drunk. I just don't think that her brain works as designed, at least anymore. Nancy Pelosi.
In order to open these doors, we do not say open sesame. We say open Biden. That's our magic word. Open Biden. I love it.
they're insane. They're all in. It's a cult. It's like North Korea. It's like communist China. And you must grovel and snivel and apologize if you. What is this guy? This bachelor. It's a bachelor, right? That bachelor guy. We'll get to that guy. These people are an embarrassment. They honestly are. And the militarization of the United States of America under the left is a very dangerous precedent that's being comfortably set, extending the tour of thousands of troops in the capital city of the United States of America, which is completely ignored by the news media, except when they're peddling giant lies that a militia is going, a Trump militia, QAnon, whatever, you know, they're going to attack the Capitol and take it over and reinstall Trump as president. This is the stuff of mental illness. It honestly is. And it's perfectly normal in 2021 because the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself. So the insurrection that wasn't yesterday, and the media does not respond. So they bury the story in their paper, and they say, well, gosh, good thing nothing happened. At the Capitol, a March 4th threat by Trump QAnon supporters proved a mirage. A mirage, the Washington Post headline. It proved to be a mirage. You know, most of what you people fantasize about is a mirage or are mirages because you've got so many fantasies about Russian collusion, and it turns out it's just lies from Hillary Clinton's opposition research, which was ginned up by former reporters and a sleazy law firm in Washington, D.C. And their source was a guy who's apparently a Russian intelligence operative who's a Ukrainian who works at the Brookings Institution in Washington, and he was feeding the false information out there, and he told the FBI it was false information, and the FBI went with it anyway. Just amazing. And now, I mean, the lies are so big, and they're so constant, and the media is so corrupt and so guilty in all of this. On the day when former President Donald Trump's most delusional supporters swore he would return to power, the Washington Post are the only people that swore that he would return to power yesterday. And you know, my best girl was telling me yesterday, she was reading a journalist online who has been busy following the QAnon phenomenon for as long as it's been going on. And this journalist said that he had been combing the internet looking for evidence of what was being reported in the newspapers and couldn't find anything anywhere to substantiate what the Democrats were pimping and the news media was carrying forward. And this guy, he's specialized for years now in this whole QAnon phenomenon. And he was searching high and searching low, looking behind this and looking behind that for what they were talking about for this QAnon, the chatter. And you know, they've adopted the language that we've always used for radical Islamic jihadi troglodyte terrorist groups like online chatter and the news media, Jake Tapper and the gang. Yeah, well, what's the chatter saying? And they're talking about their next door neighbors. They're talking about their fellow Americans, people who are better Americans than they are, better neighbors than they are, better husbands and wives than they are, better people than they are, more honorable and decent people than they are, the people that volunteer for the military and put themselves in harm's way to protect and defend the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our freedoms and liberties, law enforcement people, firefighters, you know, noble public servants, as opposed to these lefties who are power-greedy, crazy people. But never mind that. So on the day when President Trump's most delusional supporters swore he would return to power. And have you noticed that none of the reporting has postings from the internet of what they're saying or who they are? They haven't even named a group. This is just fabricated out of thin air. There's no name. They've said QAnon. It's not really an organization. That's like saying, you know, Google is going to attack the. It's completely insane. And the House suspended its business because of the supposed threats to the U.S. Capitol. Washington looked on Thursday morning, much the way it has for the past two months. National Guard members armed with M4 rifles. Are those assault rifles? Should they be banned? Braced for the rebellion that never came. Razor wire lined miles of steel fencing that went unbreached. Trump remained in Florida, where it was 70 degrees and sunny. But now it's a weather report? You people are, you're insane. By the way, this story is written by, at the Washington Post, Dr. Evil. Ever since the richest man in the world took over, they have like 5 and 6 reporters covering every story rather than one. You know, I used to be in the news business, and the bosses used to say, one riot, one ranger. You know, it's like there's a war in Bosnia. They'd send in one person. Katie Mettler and Emily Davies and Megan Flynn and Marissa J. Lang and John Woodrow Cox all wrote the story. And if you go to the bottom, you'll find that there's another one, because five were not enough for this giant story. And Dan LaMuth also contributed to the report. So they had six reporters on this story for something that didn't happen. Nothing happened. This was fake news. It was ginned up by you guys. And then you assigned six phony baloney, six-figure reporters to type up a press release for the lunatic left, pretending that there's something to see here. You're an embarrassment to journalism, to hominids. Honestly, the angst stemmed from another misguided belief within QAnon. No, actually it didn't. It stemmed from another misguided belief within the left in America and the media and the Democrats on Capitol Hill, the left in America. The extremist ideology that claims Trump has been working in secret to overthrow a cabal of blood-drinking, Satan-worshipping Democratic pedophiles. Well, I mean, it does sum up the party pretty well, but there's, you know, I don't know, it's a cabal, it's the Democratic Party. You know, that's a certainly the, you know, we do have these things, and the little bit of Satan worshiping here and there. They don't brag about it, you know. There's the organ harvest. I don't know if they drink the blood. They floss with the organs, as I understand it, of Democratic pedophiles. Well, they have been protecting everybody from Roman Polanski to Harvey Weinstein honestly, the list goes on. They got Jeffrey Epstein. They got all these pedophiles, and you know, Bill Clinton with the interns, and so not to get into the details, but after repeated unfulfilling prophecies, the group supporters declared in recent weeks that Trump would retake office March 4th, the country's original inauguration day. Now, again, show me any evidence of this, because you guys keep saying this, but you guys lie constantly. So there's no reason to believe you when you say that. And honestly, just show me where it says this. Show me where are the screen grabs from online to show this. Where are the postings online? And there are none. In any of the media reports, none. And they're just being told in these very vague terms by the head of the Capitol Police and by Democrats who are unnamed because they know it's a lie, so they don't want it. But the news media, they go along with it anyway. It's just amazing stuff. Everybody's a white supremacist. All of this is a lie. All of this is a lie. Honestly, if you're looking for white supremacists, look at Planned Parenthood. No cabal of white supremacists could implement a plan as diabolical as the one that the Democrats have implemented in putting Planned Parenthood clinics, as was the design by Margaret Sanger, in people of color neighborhoods where they exterminate 400 out of every 1,000 black babies. Now, what white supremacist group could accomplish something like that? And why would they bother, since the Democrat Party has already done it, with funding from the American taxpayer? It's amazing. And then, of course, they give you these great schools, that the school-to-prison pipeline, which has been created by the Democrats. So this was the big threat yesterday, and it was all a lie. And now the news media is there, spinning their wheels with these phony stories about how it's QAnon's fault, and they have zero examples, zero evidence, zero proof to support this conspiracy theory, which is being pimped by six fake reporters at the Washington Post. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. And you know what they've done now? here's the latest update. And Michael Pierce and I were laughing about this yesterday, too. Newsweek magazine. Emily Chechor is writing the story. QAnon theorists, they have theorists now? QAnon theorists switch date to March 20. After no Trump inauguration, call the 4th false flag. Now, I got to tell you, you guys are the real QAnon. The American news media are the real pimps of conspiracy theories. And whoever this Q person is with his top secret Q security clearance, oh, shut up. 75% of the city of Washington has security clearances. You know, I guess you get outside the Beltway and it's like, oh, he's got a Q security. Who cares? Shut up. Like 100,000 people within baseball throwing distance of me have, I'm embellishing slightly, have Q clearances. So, but this is, oh, and he knows the real stuff. Yeah. It's the internet, okay? It's, you know what they used to say about the internet when it first came online? said the internet is the greatest library in the world with all the books thrown on the floor. That's what they used to say when the internet was new. Now it's not new anymore. Now the internet is the greatest library in the world, but half the stuff in it is wrong. That's kind of a problem. But now the news media, more than half of that is wrong. Federal law enforcement agencies braced for QAnon conspiracy theorists to engage in potential acts of violence on Thursday. Nothing happened. It was all a lie. And as, oh, thank God they respect. And let me say this also. If you guys are telling us that, like, QAnon, I think you can trace their IP addresses, can't you? We pay about $1 trillion a minute for this phony, corrupt intelligence apparatus and law enforcement apparatus in the United States of America. Maybe if there's a cabal of conspiratorialists who are planning, and they're a militia, and they're planning on attacking the Capitol, maybe, you know, we pay all this stinking money, give you all these neat guns and great, blue bulletproof vests and FBI jackets and stuff, windbreakers. Maybe you should go arrest them. How about that? Before they attack the Capitol. Not after. Before they attack the Capitol. But here it is now, the new update. This is, and we were laughing about this yesterday, how they're going to keep moving the date, moving the goalpost. Then it'll be, Juneteenth, and then it'll be the 4th of July, then it'll be Memorial Day, and then they'll just keep it, and it's the big lie. The lie is so big, no one would dare not believe it. So federal law enforcement agencies braced for a QAnon conspiracy theorist to engage in potential acts of violence Thursday, leading affiliates of the far-right extremist movement to amend formerly held beliefs about the significance of March 4th. That's right. And now invisible, and again, no screen grabs, no tweets, no names, no groups, no websites, no comments. Pure fabrication by the news media with no supporting evidence of any kind. But now they've moved it to the 20th, you see, because we have to keep moving the goalpost to keep everybody frightened. It's one giant lie. It's the Biden junta.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever before. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, working out to the world's greatest playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere, anytime, with water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. There are no dangling wires or stems hanging out of your head to worry about. Raycons offer comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colors from maximum style. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at about half the price of other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/plant. That's buyraycon.com/plant for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/plant.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 3030.
Today on Hey Culligan, the best things in life are free. Water tests. Let's go to Candace.
Hey Culligan, how do I learn more about my water?
Candace, let me just test the waters here.
Okay.
Literally test your water.
Oh.
For free.
Free?
Free, Candace. In-home water tests for free. So you know more about your water and how to make it better with Culligan water. And Candace.
Yeah?
We're already on the way.
Oh, good.
Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970.
412-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Albert Pujols, first baseman for the Los Angeles Angels.
And I'm Deidre Pujols. We need your help to strike out slavery. Today, millions of people are caught in this nightmare of violence, fraud, and coercion. Human trafficking is happening in our communities and around the world, and we need to act right now.
So we are sending out this SOS, a call for your help in the fight for freedom.
Please join us by visiting strikeoutslavery.com.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
June 4th, 1973, was much like any other summer's day in Peterborough, and Ralph Mellish, a file clerk at an insurance company, was on his way to work as usual, when nothing happened.
That's right, yesterday was the day that nothing happened from Monty Python's Flying Circus. Mike Opalka and I making fun of yesterday in the Washington Post coverage. Six reporters for a story where nothing happened. I think Jeff Bezos is being suckered by the clowns at the Washington Post. Yeah, we're going to put six reporters on this story. What story is it? Well, nothing happened. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Carter calling from Bethesda, Maryland. Carter, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. This is CeCe Carter Rocks. How you doing?
Very well. Very well. Thank you.
So I just wanted to let you know, I confirmed what you had said earlier in the week. There is like a 3-mile perimeter around the Capitol, and I went down there yesterday, mm-hmm. and I did a video on it, and it was pretty much a simple concept. Somebody tell me where the inauguration is happening. I heard it on CNN. They heard it from some guy named Q. It must be happening. Where is it?
Yeah, the insurrection. Yeah, the insurrection. Where is the insurrection happening? It was the militias were going to attack yesterday, and then it all got called off. And the you know, the internet is where they go for their information. Like fringe, crazy places.
It's ludicrous that they find the two craziest people they can on the internet and give them a voice. And people want to know why they're pissed off about this creation of fake news. So far, this is the story of the year for fake news. I don't know how you're going to top this one.
I think you can bank on them topping this one. It's early in the year yet, and Joe Biden's living in the White House, and they got to pretend that he's a great president. We got some of that today, as a matter of fact. The doddering fool in the Oval Office is going to be, he's already being painted as the greatest president ever. Rosier outlook stiffens opposition to stimulus. There's a rosier outlook at the Washington Post. It's amazing stuff. Yeah, so you went down, and did you walk all the way around the fence line perimeter?
No, what I did is I got on a scooter, I got my camera, and I just started interviewing people. And, you know, it was really just media troops. It was media, and it was troops. And there were a couple people.
Oh, I saw your video. I saw your video, didn't I? And you asked the troops, mostly media down here, right? I saw that video.
Yeah. You can check it out on Parler. It's Carter Rock.
Carter Rock. I did see your video. Oh, that's great. I'm glad you called in. Yeah, it's crazy. The whole thing is a big lie. But we have thousands of troops in the city of Washington because the Biden junta is in control and everything is a lie.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.